You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
Well, I think you should fucking hang up or I'm going to find out who you are and punch your fucking face in. How's that?
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Good evening, everybody. Whoa, we are way too loud. Son of a bitch. Good evening, everybody. You're listening to Madhouse Radio. It is now 10.04 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are starting closer to the normal time. And we are here. Welcome. With me, of course, as usual, we have none other than the Milkman. Milkman, who is the three-time Domino Champion of the Caribbean. Milkman. What's up, Milkman? How you doing, man?
What are you saying, Carlito, man?
Not much. Not much. We're just here. We're going to have a good show tonight.
Glad to be back with you here, Adamano.
Glad to have you back.
I want to say hello out there to all my friends, man. My buddy Yasin there about there in PCU land, man. We're going to rock this place tonight.
Yes, we're going to rock this place, and we're going to rape it, we're going to fuck it, and then we're going to kill it. That's what my plan is.
Hey, that sounds like a good lick it and stick it, man.
Just rape it, fuck it, and kill it. Also, of course, our new member of the Madhouse, of Madhouse Radio, none other than Clone Homegrown Clone. What's up, man? How's it going?
Smoke weed every
day. What's up, people?
What's up, man? How's your week been, bro?
It's been good, bro. Just chilling, smoking, you know.
Hey, what else? That's what God wants us to do, man. That's exactly what
living
God...
Living the dream.
Living the dream. Milkman, Carlito, and Cloned, living the dream here every Thursday night. And, yeah, we're going to smooth it out a little bit here. We're going to relax you guys up for Friday so you can get ready for your weekend in style. The weekend doesn't mean shit to me because I have to work Saturday and Sunday. I don't have a day off until... I don't have a day off until next Saturday, actually, and... Whatever. What can you say about that?
The grave injustice.
Yes. Yeah, it is, but I need to make money. I got to buy stuff. I need stuff for the show. I need a new computer, and I need a...
Got to buy gas.
Got to buy gas. I know, right? I got to work a second job just to pay for the gas to get to my first job. So.
Well, if you get to a Domino's Pizza, you won't have no problem with the gas, you know.
Yeah, but you can't really burn that kind of gas. That's not going to work. I tried farting in my gas tank, and it didn't work. I tried farting in the old gas tank. Yeah, it didn't work too well. Did not work too well. But we're here. The toll-free line will be up tonight. The toll-free line, I'm not going to give it out yet, but Milkman, how the toll-free line is back, just like I said it would be.
That's great, man. That's great.
So everybody, be prepared to call in tonight. The toll-free line is up, and we will open the airwaves like no other show on PCU does. Madhouse Radio, we are the most... consistent show. We are always on every week, exception I think four times in our tenure of just over a year that we have not had a show. And even when we don't have a show, we play a repeat. So, you know, no matter what, you're here.
The most bong hit.
Yes, we also have the most bong hits from Cloned, and you have the most cats on this show. A combined total of three cats between Milkman and myself. Yeah, we are the biggest cat show now.
Okay.
Yeah, and that reminds me, we have to say. Let's the Milkman kill the music real quick. There, we have something serious to talk about. We have, unfortunately, we have lost a member of the PCU family. I'm sure you guys are aware of this. We have lost KDK's cat, KDK and K Bone's cat, Mouse. So let's go ahead and play. Let's go ahead and play Taps for good old Mouse. How old was Mouse?
I think he said 10 or 9.
Really departed Mouse. Thank you. All your purple meows.
Yeah.
All the wonderful stunts and skits you provided over at PCU Central. Rest well. Look down upon us with your blessings, dearest Mouse.
Hopefully, bong hits for Mouse.
Oh, yeah. Clone, can you get the bong ready there to take a rip real quick for Mouse?
Okay.
Light one up.
Rest in peace, Mouse.
Smoke weed every day.
There it is. Thank you, Clone Homegrown. And Milkman, what do you do? I play Taps. Clone takes a bong rip. What do you do?
Actually, I just had me a big old drink here, some soda, Coca-Cola.
Drink a soda.
Cocaine cola.
I got like, some Coke. I did some soda over here, baby.
All right. Soda.
Yeah, yeah. So,
hard to.
Yeah, well, thank you, everybody. Let's, Milkman, start that music up here. There we go.
All right.
Okay, so we're back here again, and we have things to talk about and pranks to do. Lonesome Loser is already sending numbers in. He sent me a number to Monster Tattoo. We also have a number to Honey Bear. Milkman, do you have a phone card readily available here? Because I don't know, even know if I have a phone card that's workable tonight. That might.
Oh, God, no, don't tell me that, man. That I don't have one in my hand.
That might be a problem. I think I do. I think I have at least a domestic card here.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, shit.
I just realized that.
No, you got to wire notice on that, brother.
Yeah, we'll be okay. We'll be okay. We'll work it out.
All right, then.
Don't worry about it. Lonesome Loser might have one. If not, I think I have one, a spare one here that we'll check here in a second. But for the time being, if you want to reach...
Well, tell Lonesome if he can spare one, then I'll buy him one and replace it. I'll give him one of my cards.
Yeah, we have the phone
whatever
card...
Whatever you got
to do. And the phone card exchange bank here at PCU that we have. The phone
That's
card
right.
exchange bank. Or anybody out there, if you want to get a hold of us here tonight on the show... and Lonesome Loser just sent us three cards, man. Thank you, Lonesome Loser. A little bit of applause for Lonesome Loser. Thank you.
The man.
What a hard-working
the
man.
Legend.
Yes.
The hardest working man in all of PCU.
Yeah,
thank you, Lonesome Loser.
Yeah, he is the glue that holds all this stuff, you know? So,
the fabric of the network.
Of our lives.
Yes, the fabric of our lives. What's that from? Is that a commercial or is that a TV show?
The cotton commercial, man.
The fabric of our lives? It was just cotton?
Was yeah. It?
Really?
Yeah.
The fabric of our lives. You're right. That's right. It was cotton. Wow, man.
Speaking of cotton, speaking of cotton and cotton pickers, what the hell happened to Tuck? Where'd that guy go?
Oh, yeah. You're out of the loop, like I say all the time. You don't know that Tuck, he lost his brand new MacBook Pro shit, whatever it was. His modem took a shit. He's got. Oh, he lives in the sticks in Tennessee, right? So he doesn't get broadband out there. He doesn't get broadband out there. All he gets is fucking dial up. And his modem took a shit.
Smoke
and,
signals?
Yeah. Well, his modem died, and the only thing he can do now to get it fixed is fucking. I don't know. He said it's really expensive, and you have to do it through Mac because it's a Mac that he's got, not a regular PC, and it's
I
on backboard.
I told him not to get a damp.
Yeah, but he calls in to
hardware
KDK.
Hardware freaks, man. They kill you.
Well, the dead calls him like every night to talk
all
to him.
All he has to do, hey, all you do is tell him, listen, go get a USB modem, external USB modem or one or...
That's what I told him. I have one here
all
that I don't use.
Man.
I have
you
one
don't
here.
Have to use the internal one no more.
Look, I have one right here that I don't use. It's right here. USB internal modem.
There you go.
I offered to send it to him. Look, here it is.
Tuck, stop over by Carlito's and pick that up right
Come
after the
over,
show, man.
Take the Greyhound. How much is a Greyhound? $30?
$55. You can drive all over the country, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. $55? Clone knows. $55. That's not bad.
I was figuring once.
Okay, it's went up, yeah.
I've never taken a fucking Greyhound in my life, man. I hope I never do. I hear horror stories about...
Take nose plugs.
Is it that... Well, if you sit in the back next to the shitter, you know?
No, they got a damn funk. It just resides in the whole damn cabin. Those things. Oh, my Lord.
That is sick. Well, let's say what's up to Misery. Misery from BurningOath.net and Sin Clans apparently has joined the room. Misery, are you there? Are you responding? I don't know if he's got his mic on or not, but he's... He's listening, at least. Maybe he'll jump in here in a second. Misery.
What's Misery?
He's the guy that makes it possible for us, the three of us here, to be talking together while we do the show. So everybody go to BurningOath.net. That's his band.
Hey, new guy. How about it?
He just had a gig tonight, I think, so good for him.
Gigging it.
And Gangrene has also sent us a card. Thank you, Gangrene. Now, hold on. We'll use Lonesome's first. We'll use Lonesome's first. You hang
right
on to that
on.
One. But thank you very much. In case of an emergency, you are the fourth option. And for that, you get applause. Right there. Thank you very much, Gangrene.
Yay!
Now, if you want to reach us on AOL...
Speaking of Gangrene, I ain't heard from him for a while.
Well, he's in the chat room, motherfucker. You know who else is in there? Oxycontin. I haven't seen him in a while.
Hey, I was going to give a welcome back. Shout out to Oxycontin, man. He's been... primed and rare to come back. He's had a rough summer. Even requested that you play one of your rap songs for him there, Riding High.
Yeah, yeah, man.
So most
white power. All right, so you said Mouse was nine
white
years
powder.
Old?
Yeah, yeah. Ride a white pony.
You said Mouse is 9 years old. How old is that in cat years?
Fuck.
Cat
45?
Years, that's what? 54?
54 years? So 6 years to a year. So, yeah, that's kind of young. Poor Mouse. I'm probably going to die at that age, man. 54 years old.
Hey, man, it's
my
mine. That's 81.
Worry,
that's 81.
Oh, he lived to be a pretty old cat. 81 years old. That's decent.
Sheep.
I guess. Yeah. You know what pisses me off, dude? You know, what do they say? It's dog years are 7 years equals 1 year, right?
Something right. like that.
Yeah, so...
You hey! Know,
most,
yeah!
most dogs that I know...
No!
The hell? Most dogs that I know live to be like 11 or 12, so...
You're gonna get a cat beaten out!
I guess that's about... What are you doing, Milkman? What is your fucking problem?
Scolding the dog.
Oh, nothing, man. Everything's okay.
You're out of your mind, man. Jesus.
No, there's gonna be a cat beating here in a minute, and I'll put the microphone down, and you can witness the whole thing.
Oh, Mike's being bad again. Mike... You got the Milkman.
She ripped my headphones out and ripped the mic and the whole damn sound pipe down on the floor.
That's funny. Go, Mike.
Beat it there.
All right, yeah. Mike. Yeah. Mike is a great cat.
And you're going to hear a cat beating.
Here's Milkman with a cat in about 10 seconds right now. That's him right there.
Beat that pussy.
Got to put him down. Put him down, boy. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
So what else is up? Madhouse Radio on AOL Instant
Madhouse.
Messenger. Madhouse Radio on AOL Instant Messenger if you want to reach us here. Where else are we at? On Yahoo Messenger, Madhouse PCU Radio,
yep.
Madhouse PCU Radio on AOL Instant Messenger, and on MSN Messenger, Madhouse PCU Radio at hotmail.com. Now, if you haven't been there yet or recently, be sure to visit our homepage at madhouselive.com, madhouselive.com. Subscribe to the podcast, which was updated late last night with the last two episodes. We did a show on last week, of course, and we did a surprise
show. Yeah, I listened to
show.
It today.
Oh, you did? Good. See? That Saturday show was something else, man. I mean, it was...
I tell you.
It was nuts.
That was crazy. That was me and Milkman in misery, just talking shit. I was drunk and yelling. You know what, Milkman? I'm sorry. I was kind of mean to you that night. You know, I was listening to that today, and I was
I'm
like, man,
used to it.
I'm sorry, man. You know, you're my friend. You know, I care about you like a brother and clone, of course, you too. But you know,
fucking alcoholic.
I was an asshole.
That's
all
right.
I was
in the mouth. That's
I was such an asshole to Milkman. Like every second, I was like, you shut up. When I say shut up, you shut up. And you be quiet.
Be my bitch.
Yeah. He's like, whatever, man, whatever. Whatever. Well, there was that other drunk show where Lego
That's
called
my
in.
Dick.
You remember that one drunk show where Lego called in and I pretty much like,
oh
like I
wild.
Pretty much pissed like I was like all pissed off at him and stuff and he sung the Athena song.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good
that
night.
That was yeah, that was the one where Athena went to what's it, Middle East Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's the week she was in Amsterdam.
And he did
that's
the
right.
song Athena.
Why
are
you
sucking
cock
in Amsterdam?
Yeah, and you had the background guitar in that too.
Yeah, man, I was playing lead with it. That's the one.
Yep, that was great. I have that. I need to isolate that so we can play that.
You've got to extract that one, man.
I do.
You in the background going, oh,
yes,
oh,
that's right. Yeah, I had it.
Go all Japan on it.
All Japan, all
go.
Japanese. Let's do that.
Yeah.
So, madhouselive.com, like I was saying, and we got two new pranks on there that were played last week for the first time. What did I put up there? Fried chicken
wow.
and watermelon is a new prank. Fried chicken and watermelon. And the other one is the slip and slide. Right? That's where I called the Vietnam vet.
All right.
The Vietnam vet that works at Walmart with an idea as Eddie Garcia. Everybody's favorite voice, Eddie Garcia. People love Eddie Garcia on this show.
Yo, man.
Jack Masterson, too.
John Masters. You mean... John, how
John Masterson, Jack Masterson.
I'm gonna call him Jack Masterson. That's kind of funny though. Hey, let me get my Jack prop here.
It's Jack Masterson.
You gotta get the breathing right too. It's like
Jack Masterson.
I gotta work on that. I'm not in character yet. But
you gotta get your jaw, man.
Yeah. Well, PCUradio.com is the website for the station you're listening to us to. PCUradio.com. I don't know if we're on T-Bit.
How can I join the IRC chat?
Hey, you're the one that's supposed to give that out, dude. How do you join the IRC chat?
Oh.
That's your job.
Well, heck, how about if I just go to irc.lazy-net-de?
No, you messed it up
again. And just
fire
up the old room PC.
You haven't gotten that right since you came back. All the times you've given that on the show, you always
IRC.
Say it different. Okay.
irc.lazy-net.de.
Uh-huh.
The room is PCE.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. It's pound PCU.
I'm looking right here at it.
It's pound PCU. You don't say the pound.
Yeah,
man.
But you know you don't have to push pound to join.
Yeah.
It'll work either way.
Yeah, Milkman can't get nothing right. It's irc.lazy.
I know it.
-net.de or
hey,
or you can
what
just.
If I,
you can
what
just
if I
go
don't
to,
have IRC and I just want to come into a web browser?
I was about to say that, Milkman. Thank you for mentioning that. KDKprankcalls.com. KDKprankcalls.com. Click the chat icon, and as long as you have
wait
a Java.
Wait a minute. No. Wait.
What?
It's HTTP www.
Man.
You fucking jerk off.
Crazy. You got
what's
me.
What's the rest of it?
You got me. I'm
ass,
not.
Ass clown.
Click
just
on
like the girl on Guam, right?
Say
it over.
Say it over. No. Say it over. I should. I'm going to pull that next week so we can put that on the podcast. That was a good call,
that's
too.
That's a classic.
That was a good call.
It was.
Yeah,
what is it? HTTP www.kdkprankcalls.com.
KDK as in kill, death, kill. KDKprankcalls.com. And join the chat room. Just click chat on the top of the page. It's right there. Don't make it complicated. Just hit chat. Or go to madhouselive.com, and there's a link to the chat room there also. In the listen join section. So like
either
I said,
way, get your ass in chat.
Yeah, get your
all
ass.
All roads lead home.
Get your goddamn ass in chat. MySpace. MySpace.com/madhouselive. Clone, do you have a MySpace page?
No, I do not. I kind of despise it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
hey,
I kind of despise it too, but it's a way to get people. Yeah, Milkman, go ahead. Milkman has the floor.
I just wanted to make sure that you knew this, that Sir Nunu from UK is a wanker.
He's from the UK?
Yes, he's a bloody limey from the UK, and he's a wanker.
Blimey.
And he has
Blimey.
A lot of tit dirt on him. Yeah, and don't talk shit about Total Nunu.
Right, that's Turret.
Send your damn numbers too.
Turretsguy.com. Turretsguy.com. So yeah, if you guys want to get a hold of us at all that previously mentioned shit, and you can send us your comments, suggestions, complaints, gripes, or your prank call requests. There's no charge. All we ask is that you send us a number that you've confirmed that someone's going to answer, and the name of the place. Hopefully, you have an address. Or just a city and state. Give us a phone number or area code. Try to get us a street. That helps out, too. What else? Give us a background story. You know, if it's a friend, tell us what the friend does or did to you, where they work and shit. Or just give us the name of the business. Whatever it is, man. Whatever it is. We prefer businesses here on this show. We prefer you to get us a number out in the West Coast because it's earlier out there. It's only almost 7:30 out there on the West Coast. 10:22 Eastern here. In the evening, but so if you want to get a hold of us, you can do so. And like I said, the toll free line is, let's go ahead and open up the toll free line. Fuck it, it's 1-888-278-8509.
That is the number.
That is the number, everybody. And let's talk real quick about some shit. What happened on KDK's show last night?
What's that number again?
1-888-278-8509. There you go.
What's it again?
Okay.
I'm not giving it out again. Damn you. Damn you all to hell.
Yeah.
I'm not a trained monkey. We'll do whatever you say.
You smoke
signal. Yeah, man. I'm not even high yet, man. I tried to take a nap and I couldn't. Motherfucker.
Slacker.
Yeah. I'm working on it, though. Okay, so JonBenet Ramsey, they caught.
Hey, how long has it been since we've heard from any of our listeners that could call in on the toll free line? Just as a matter of reference,
I'd say 6 weeks.
I might have been the last one.
I think six weeks. Cloned. I gave Cloned the personal Milkman. I'm going to send it to you now, man. The My home number.
Yeah,
right?
You bitch.
I keep forgetting. Now that I remember, let me send that to you.
I don't.
Whatever. Here you go. I'm sending it to you now.
Very immense penis number. VIP.
Oh, shit. I forgot it. I don't know it by heart. Damn it. I have to get the cell phone to find out. I'll get it to you before the end of the night. Whatever.
Yeah, but the JonBenet Ramsey shit, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. JonBenet Ramsey, Milkman. Have you heard about this clone? You've heard about it, I see.
Yes, I have. He's from Thailand.
I think it's bullshit. He's not Thai, though. He's not Thai. He's an American.
No, he's an American teacher.
I think it's just some mental case looking for some media time.
Dude. Somebody wants to get their 5 minutes in the media.
Exactly.
That'll be lock him away for it.
I bet you that he doesn't see he doesn't get convicted. He doesn't spend a day in prison for the crime related to JonBenet's murder. I bet you anything he doesn't.
No, but he'll make millions off the book.
Yeah, he's a crazy fuck. But you know what? He was fired as a substitute teacher for having child porno, so he's a sick fuck. You know, and I'm gonna look. There's,
well, you know, he looks like it.
Let me cut
your G talk.
Okay, I will. Let me cut the music for a second just to say this. There is no reason for a single man to be in Thailand. And they're not up to something. That's all I got to say. Okay?
Other than the fuck kids.
No, yeah.
Man, Thailand is a great place to party and get laid.
Yeah, but no single man goes to Thailand by himself unless he's a pervert or a freak. And that's all. That's the bottom line. They should arrest him just on the basis that he went to Thailand by himself. Okay? That's how it is.
I'd go.
By yourself? Milkman.
Why not?
You see, that's kind of creepy.
You don't
know
anything about Thailand, do you?
I know a lot.
I got buddies over there, own places over there.
If you're going with a lady friend, if you're going with a lady friend or a group of friends, that's cool. But if you're going by yourself, nah,
you
that's
don't
want
to take a lady friend. You got all the ladies and all the bitches and hoes that you could ever imagine.
Bullshit,
Milkman.
Milkman, you want to shit on a 5-year-old girl? That's all it is. Admit it.
A 5-year-old, no, sir.
Here's exactly why you want to go to Thailand.
I want me a nice 25, 30-year-old honey.
Yeah, but you want to shit on her.
I can turn inside out.
And she'll have a penis.
Well,
or
I'm
she
not
had
looking
one.
For one penis,
at one point.
But there's a few up in here in the chat room, I think.
Yeah, anyway. So, Prankmaster got arrested for killing JonBenet Ramsey. So there it is. You know, you heard it here first. That's Prankmaster. Everybody.
Prankmaster.
That's what I thought.
When
I first read the headline, before I clicked on it and saw the picture, I said to myself, that's got to be it's got to be Adam Erlander. I know it's going to say Adam Erlander, but it wasn't. He got away this time. He got the blame on somebody else. But yeah, so fuck it. I don't think the guy did it. I think he's a sick fuck and he should be arrested just for going to Thailand. Milkman, what are your thoughts? You think he's guilty?
Not guilty. Prosecute him for finding a step up for it.
Clone, what's your thought on it?
If it was him, how do you accidentally put an 8-inch crack in some girl's skull?
Yeah, how is that an accident, right?
Number two.
Yeah.
DNA will tell, because remember, they've got DNA. All they got to do is compare it now. So.
Milkman, did you say number two?
I said number two.
All right.
That's right.
You said the secret
the
word.
DNA will prove it all.
You said the secret word, number two.
Oh.
Okay, I don't know what that was all about. Number okay,
pizza.
So that's that topic. Next on the list here I got is the end of the war in Israel. Hezbollah and the Arabs think they
look
won.
Look in your damn G talk.
What? It says Kim Gandhi, president of NOW. Oh, the National Organization of Women? Yeah, man.
That's for Nunu.
Yeah, that's something. Hey,
that's
man,
the
that
first
new
list right there.
Hey, that new Borat movie, the new trailer for it is funny. When he's interviewing these feminists, and he says, "Is there problem women's brain not as big as man?" And then you just see the feminist like, okay, we're out of here, we're out of time. That's funny. I can't wait to see that movie that comes out in October, the Borat movie. Yeah,
man,
you know,
check that out.
You know, next month is Jackass Returns or whatever they're calling it comes out next month. I'm really looking forward to that, man. The first Jackass was great.
Cool.
I'm gonna get so high and watch Jackass you don't want to know. It's going to be great.
Hey, maybe this time they'll stick more on a Hot Wheel in their ass. Maybe they'll stick the Moombatha in their ass.
I don't know. That Hot Wheel was nasty, though. But
I want to know how high you get.
Yeah? Let's see. I'm working on it now. I'm going to get really high tonight, I think. I got beer, too. Look, I got beer, guys. Listen to this. Yeah, I got beer. I got Miller Lite. Because it only has 3.2 carbs. And that's not bad.
Let's give this bitch from now a call right now.
Yeah, let's call the now bitch now.
Give her a start opener.
Let's call the now bitch
now.
We'll talk about the stupid Arabs and their war in a little bit here.
And we'll come right back.
Yeah, we'll do that next.
Hey, yes,
bastards, they're on notice.
My turban is dirty.
So this is Kim Gandy, president of NOW, the National Organization of Women. Nunu, or someone out there, if you give me a picture of her, a pic, as you guys call it, of Kim Gandy, Nunu, the president of NOW.
Post picture.
We have her cell phone and her home phone number, guys.
Uh-oh.
Derpity-doo.
Can you say harassment?
Can I say what?
Harassment.
Yeah, we can harass her. Yeah, she probably likes it. She's like, feminists like being her ass, I'll tell you
her
what.
Ass.
Here,
her ass.
That's her ass, her. All right. First prank of the night coming right up. This is Accordion by Matt Villain. Stand by for the first prank of the night, bitches.
He said he's not ready.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Who is this?
This is Carlito.
Wrong number.
No, this is Kim.
Yeah?
Kim, how you doing? I want to talk to you.
Oh, I don't want to talk to you.
I'm very moved by your organization. Miss Gandy? Hey, Gandy. Fucking bitch. I moved the phone and I can't find it now. Oh, here it is.
She's a damn dirty bitch. I tell you what.
Call that damn dyke back.
I should. I should, goddammit.
Call on a cell phone then, fucker.
No, you heard her? I don't want to talk to you. Like, bitch, I want to talk to you.
Snooty fat bitch.
That's the problem when they started letting women vote and letting do this and that. And here's what you know, that's exactly what happens. See what I mean?
Hey, that's what happens whenever they got unshackled from the kitchen.
Yeah, that's exactly, man. Milkman's time, they were still under control. You guys, you're the generation that lost control of the women, Milkman. I mean, seriously.
Hey,
you know,
barefoot and pregnant, man.
Yeah, look at her, man. She looks like she has cancer. She should get cancer. Look at her forehead. If you cover her hair with your finger, she looks like RoboCop, man. Look at that. Oh, shit, she looks like RoboCop with hair. Holy, that bitch looks like RoboCop with hair. Kim Gandy, the lady we just talked to. RoboCop with hair. And glasses
cell phone.
On.
Call that bitch a cell phone.
I'm going to tell her she looks like RoboCop with hair. I'm going to call her right back. I got a question. Lonesome Loser, if you can answer this for me. Does this phone card spoof numbers or should I start 69? I wonder what it does.
Star
67. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. I'm starting to get high. It's starting to happen, guys. It is starting.
It's about damn time.
Milkman,
you gotta
buy yourself some wine, man. Remember we used to drink wine and I used to smoke and we'd have these good shows where you were drunk and I was high?
Actually, I've got some wine and beer in there. I'm gonna make a pass, man.
You're gonna make a pass on me or clone?
I'm gonna crack. No, crack.
What are you,
one
faggot
out,
now?
Man. I'm gonna go crack me out of brewski.
Jesus Christ, you scared me, homo.
Problem.
Jeez, you heard him? He's gonna make
no,
a pass on
me
one
and
of
you
us.
Are always gonna be buddies. Don't worry about it, Cardi.
Batty boy. Batty boy now. let's
don't
call.
Don't be the main.
Oh,
you
man.
You break up. You're not
looking for a blue number. I wanna see if I can just call
right,
her.
I'm gonna get a beer. I'll be right back.
Okay, yeah. You do that. Alright, Milkman's getting a beer. Alright, man. He's joining the dark side tonight. That's awesome. So, Clone, man, these Arabs, you know, they're saying they won. Israel says they won. Who won that war, man? Who do you think won that
fuck
war?
Em.
Fuck them both? Fuck the Jews and
fuck
the Muslims?
Both.
America won that war is what happened.
America will win that war.
Yeah, we will. We will win that war. I thought we were going to have to get into it this time. I was really excited that we were going to get to nuke Iran. I honestly, you know, as much as it's bullshit, if we would have nuked Iran, it would, you know, would have been nice. Or I would have wanted to see Israel nuke Iran, because Israel has nukes.
Even Syria, if Syria would have come in, you know, that would have been fun.
Yeah. Yeah, man, but...
Blow the shit out of the desert.
Yeah, that'd be an easy one, too, yeah, but... Fuck Iran. They need an ass-kicking. Iran does. So does Lebanon, you know, fuck them. But, yeah.
Well, North Korea, I hear, is about to test a nuke.
That was about to talk about that. An underground nuke, they said, I heard today on CBS News that the intelligence community, gives it a highly probable chance that North Korea is going to test a nuclear bomb. Milkman, did you hear about this? North Korea is really close to testing a nuclear bomb any day now in Korea.
There we go.
An underground test. So that's
Opened up a nuclear bomb here, a Beck Dark and Lovely.
They're not going to do anything in America. They can probably take out Hawaii. Maybe they'll take out Pearl Harbor. Wouldn't that be some shit if North Korea sent a nuclear missile?
Alaska.
Yeah, well, they can hit Hawaii too, man. What if they nuke Pearl Harbor and it was like Pearl Harbor too? Can you imagine that?
They nuke Alaska and it takes out the whole oil fucking thing.
You know, that's you know what? That's right. The oil pipeline, you know, the gas.
The oil thing is down already, guys.
Yeah, part of it's down right now.
Think about it.
The lines are rotten.
Part of it is right now, not all of it, though. What if they took out the entire Alaska pipeline style, pipeline system?
They're not even operating at 50% capacity.
Yeah. Well, what if they took it out? What if they took it out and.
It doesn't matter because it doesn't even supply 5% of even all the oil we use.
But, Milkman, listen, you know how the fucking investors are in Wall Street? You know what's going to happen? It's going to happen. You think they're freaking out because of a few cracks. Imagine if the whole thing got obliterated. Do you know how the price of gas will go up to like $6, $7, $8 a gallon, dude? I swear to God it will.
It's not because of the loss of fuel. It's because they would have leverage, man.
Yeah, it's jittery stuff and the fuck investors, man, getting scared.
Trust
What's
me,
that faggot shit all about?
If that happened because they could make a mint.
Tonight on the Onion Radio News, it actually talks about that. There's a news report here about something that happened today in Wall Street, so we'll talk about that. So, Milkman, who do you think won the Israel-Lebanon war? Who do you think won it, honestly? They're both claiming they won.
Well, obviously the Israelis did. They killed the leader of the Hezbollah.
Mm-hmm. So that's all it took. That's good. Why didn't they just send in a special teams to go in there and kill him and pull out? That's all they had to do. Why'd they have to kill and fucking ruin that country?
They did in the end, man. They were trying to be U.S. and just bomb the hell out of them.
I don't know, man.
Seeing if they'd give up. They didn't.
The shit is,
so
man.
They sent in a special team and took them out an hour or so before they ended the war.
Well, the fucking problem is, dude.
They were just waiting.
Listen, the fucking problem is the fact that, fucking Israel goes around, you know, saying that they got these Mossad and they got these awesome pilots and they got the best pilots in the world and they got the best special ops teams in the world and all this shit. And all they had to do was probably send in a special teams to take out that guy, and it would have sent a message and that's it. Instead, they got embarrassed because Hezbollah, Israel kept saying, we've taken out all of their missiles now. They can't attack us anymore. And the next day, they launched about 40, 50 missiles into Tel Aviv. Not Tel Aviv, but into Haifa and shit. You know what I mean?
Hezbollah Hezbollah is directly related to the Iranian government.
I know that.
And the whole point of the whole war is to do a strikeout and have the U.S. backing up Israel.
Yeah. You know what it was?
Try and put them in place and make a reason to reach out to Iran.
I tell you what, it was a war in proxy. It was a war in proxy. It was Iran versus the United States. And that's exactly what Vietnam was.
That's it.
You know?
You dummies.
Had the United States gone all gung-ho, it would have been just like Vietnam again. But anyway, I digress. We're here to do pranks. We're here to do
as
pranks,
as a matter
everybody.
Of fact, let's give a cell prank, call prank, now prank. To a real puppet. Let's call Miss Kim Gandhi.
Let's call it
that
Gandhi.
Puppet-looking bitch on the cell phone.
Let me test this line out. Milkman? Do I have your phone number here?
Yeah.
Do I have your phone number here?
Yes.
No, I don't. Can you text that to me right quick? Text me your number. I want you to tell me what comes up when I call your house. unblocked here, okay? Anyway.
Well, it always shows unknown number when you call anyway, man.
Well, no, but you remember the ones that you get?
Not a good...
The ones that you get, yeah. Oh, they fucking, they show a New York
offer
number.
Offer a New York number.
Yeah, I'm calling from the home
but
number.
It won't work, I cannot read it from my side. Call yourself.
Even if I call you from my house?
Yeah, it never shows.
Ah, that sucks. Clone, text me your number. You tell me what comes up on the caller ID. You have the phone anywhere near you?
No, not really.
Not really? All right, never mind. Damn it.
No, man.
You mean I gotta stand up to get the fucking...
Call yourself, man.
Yeah, and I gotta stand up and stuff. Okay, well, yeah. Hey, you know what?
Have Athena answer it. You got a sexy voice. Hi, you've called the madhouse.
No. You want to hear my my voicemail? It's funny because my boss called it last night, and today he was like, "What the hell was that voicemail you got?" Anyway, let me play that for you guys. Let me call it.
Oh, call it up.
Well, see, that's easy.
Oh, we need an extra cheese here on this Whopper.
What?
I would have had to get up too,
Latin
you know.
On there.
That's not my boss.
You think he was cute?
My boss is... I don't work at a Burger King, okay? Asshole. I don't work at a fucking Burger King. Damn. That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up, dude.
Burger King. Hey.
That is fucked up. All right, I'm calling it now.
I want a frozen Coke, man.
Okay, hang on. You guys listen to this.
Terms printed on your card of posters.
And we gotta start doing a show here. We're slacking a lot. Talking a lot of horse shit tonight.
Call this bitch back before she goes to bed.
Don't worry about it, man. We got time.
No, she goes to sleep early.
No, she doesn't. It's a lesbian.
Hello, this is one.
Listen.
Telephone. Everybody, this is American answering.
This is Fidel Castro.
The bone, the tone, leave it. Come to here to make sound and to make everything. This man to cook everything.
She's Fidel Castro.
Whatever.
This tone and the message that I'm receiving. To say this,
liberation the Cuba.
Where to make I feel the thing after the tone.
Your message after the tone.
I'll do that.
Send a numeric page.
I'll be doing the Yahoo's.
Okay, so now I need to run. We're gonna call this lady back. But real quick, let me go ahead and run and check the cell phone and everything. So give me like two. Give me a minute here, and we'll do the next prank. Relax, folks. Let me go run. It comes up with a New York number. Ha! Isn't that great news?
Oh, welcome back from Tallahassee.
Shut up, asshole. That didn't take that long. It took a minute and a half, but I had to check the line.
It took 3 minutes and 20 seconds. The song was almost over.
No,
shit.
No, it didn't. The song is only 2:25. Jeez. And look at Sly got in the chat room. So far, one attempted prank, one attempt in 45 minutes. I take as long as I want. This is my show. If me and Cloned and Milkman want to talk bullshit... We're going to talk bullshit,
let's
right, Clone?
Talk bullshit.
Hey, we're going to talk bullshit. We're going to talk. We're not on your clock. You don't pay me, and you don't pay us. You don't like it, you know what to do.
Fuck you, Saigon!
Yeah, you know exactly what to do if you don't like it, man. So, there. Eat it. Whoever you really are, motherfucker. I swear, man.
Yeah.
He's calling in on the 800 night tonight, Carlito.
Yeah, he won't.
He
never
says
does.
He's going to call in do a prank.
He
call.
Never calls anybody.
My ass.
Man.
I've been trying to get him to call in.
How to do a prank. I'm serious, man.
I told him he can block his number. I'll answer it. I will never give his number out. He has my word as a Christian. And he said,
he said, sure.
He's
call in,
he
man.
Said he would. He's been saying this for months. I told him he could even mask his voice with something if he wanted to so no one could hear who he is. And he doesn't do it.
He said that this is his favorite show, and he's going to call in to me and demonstrate.
Whatever, man.
He's a great man,
caller he is.
Yeah. Okay, so let's try to call this bitch back. Hang on, folks. Milkman, find out where the 718 area code is exactly, okay?
New York.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn? Good. Okay.
New York.
New York, New York. Wants to get rich shit. As he
gets older, he gets colder than a rich kid. Hey, what are you saying, man?
Hi, good evening.
Yes?
May I speak with Miss Gandhi, please?
Who's calling, please?
My name is Raul Fermentes.
Yes, from?
From PokerStars.net.
And you're calling at 10:45 because?
I was authorized to call her per the home office at, you know, 10:45, according to this paperwork here.
Okay, and it's in regards to what?
The accounts in arrears.
Account in arrears?
Yes.
Okay, what account is this?
Hotel stay. There's a quite amount of room service and pay-per-view movies that were not paid for at the time of checkout.
Hotel stay. What hotel is this?
For the convention.
I'm sorry, say again?
The convention.
The convention.
Yes. Sir, I need to inform you that this is a collections call. And anything said may be used against you and a court of credit.
Fine.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'm assuming you're not Miss Gandhi unless you have a very deep voice.
That's correct.
This is Miss Gandhi?
No.
Hi, Miss Gandhi. Great. Miss Gandhi, just a few questions here. When exactly are you planning on, you know, becoming a human being and paying your bills?
Well, we could use more champagne.
More champagne?
Yes.
Is that some kind of joke?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you sick?
No. No sicker than you.
So you order champagne, you don't pay for it?
I don't even drink.
You don't drink now?
No.
So I guess the champagne just got flushed down the toilet? Did you use it to bathe yourself, or?
No. We would never do that.
So what happened then? Tell me the truth.
We gave it to unborn babies.
You gave it to unborn babies?
Sure.
You gave it
you
to...
You have 2 minutes.
What is wrong? That guy's sick. You are sick, sir.
Okay.
You're disgusting and you're sick. What'd you do? How exactly did you do this?
How did I do it?
Is this how you perform abortions, you sick
many
liberal?
Many years of hard living.
Many years of... How does it feel to have a woman who wears the pants?
Damn good.
It feels good to have your woman make all the money in the house and run everything? Is that how you like it?
Nice work if you can get it, sir.
I've tried. How do you do it? How do you do it exactly?
You have to be a lucky fella.
Does she clean the house?
No.
She doesn't clean the house at all?
No.
You're sure you're straight?
You do.
Straight Arrow is the name.
So let me get this right. Your woman doesn't clean the house? Does she cook?
We do eat, don't we?
She cooks?
Everyone shares.
Does she cook as good as your mother did?
No one.
No.
Don't bring up my mother in this context, sir.
You sound creepy, man.
Well, could be.
No wonder you're married to a feminist. You are really creepy. I think you're hiding something.
It could be.
Did they pick you up in Thailand this morning?
No, actually they didn't.
It's a queer cover.
You sound like the guy that, you know who I'm talking about. You know, you sound like the guy who got picked up.
I knew JonBenet Ramsey quite well.
You sound like him.
I do? I sound like JonBenet Ramsey?
No, you sound like the guy who they arrested who admitted to it today. You sound like that's exactly what that person would sound like.
I don't have that kind of accent. I haven't been in Thailand long.
Dude, you sound creepy. Like white, sick white person creepy. Because you know how there's some sick white people, like that Jeffrey Dahmer guy? You sound just like one of those guys.
You're bringing race into this too, huh?
No, but you sound like a sick white person.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh my god, the way you say well. That is, you're a creepo, dude. That woman has you brainwashed, man. Come on, seriously, why don't you just come out with me, we'll get some... Oh, he hung up on me. I think the phone card died.
That was brilliant, man. That was brilliant.
Damn it, the phone card died, man. That guy is creepy as hell. Did you hear
calling
that guy?
Like that,
seriously? Let's get the
yeah,
instant
man,
madhouse replay.
And he married her just so it looks like she's got a man.
I don't know, man. That guy is a creep. Oh, let's listen to the way this sick white person sounds. Hang on, let me see if I can catch him
cover.
On instant replay here.
In this context,
sir.
You sound creepy, man.
Well, could be.
No wonder you're married to a feminist. You are really creepy. I think you're hiding something.
It could be.
Did they pick you up in Thailand this morning?
No, actually they didn't.
It's a queer cover.
You sound like the guy that, you know who I'm talking about. You sound like the guy who got picked up.
I knew JonBenet Ramsey quite well.
Wait
a minute, he knows JonBenet Ramsey quite well? Dude, I swear to God he's a child molester, man. That's his fucking cover right there. Oh, shit, I had Clone.
I told you, man, it's a cover. He's a cover.
Hey, Clone, I'm sorry. Did you say anything, Clone? We had you on mute. I keep forgetting to take you off mute. Damn it, man.
No, I was just laughing my ass off.
That guy is creepy as sin, man. That guy is weird. Nunu, yeah, that goes out to Nunu.
Call him back.
I'll call him back in a second. We need to get a new card here, program. But that was strange. That is right, Nunu. That guy is really creepy, dude. And
what a fucking freak.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, we got a phone call in here. The phone doesn't ring in his mind.
She's probably a lesbian, and she's got...
Zolar, you're on the air, Zolar.
Dude, that was awesome.
Yeah, you like that?
That was awesome. You got to get that phone card back up on working and call him.
Okay. Yeah, man, he's a really creepy dude. Zolar, how are things going on with
girl's
you?
Voice.
I'm okay.
You're okay? All right, good. You going to do a show tomorrow, man?
Yes.
You are. Excellent. 10 p.m.?
Yes, indeed, sir.
Are you the guy who ordered the champagne for that bitch?
Yes.
You're the guy? So they remembered, man. You heard him?
Yeah, that's why I was saying that was excellent. I was going to say you got him to confirm the fact that they received a bottle of champagne that they thought was gratis from the hotel.
Yeah. That's hilarious, man. That's hilarious. I didn't remember the name of the hotel. If I could have remembered the name of the hotel, I was going to tell him, you know, that hotel.
Yeah,
but,
Nunu knows.
Nunu, I forget, was it the Hampton Suites, I think? I'm not sure.
I can't remember, but we have a cell phone number as well.
Yeah, I called that first, and I got her. She hung up on me. She was kind of rude. She said she didn't want to talk to me. Fucking women.
Yeah.
Fucking women, man. Goddamn women. Tell you what.
Goddamn fucking feminist bitches.
Yeah, fuck that shit. So I heard the Stern fan roundtable today. It was stupid without you.
Thank you. I thought the same thing,
yeah,
dude.
It was fucking retarded, man. I thought
they had a lot of fucking audio fucking problems.
Yep. That sucks, man. But,
Isn't Prankmaster run their board now?
You want to... Yeah, Milkman says Prankmaster runs their board. I like that. That's a funny one, Milkman. You want to call my guy back, man?
Well, no, you were doing a good job, man. I want you to call him back is why I was calling.
We want you to call with a little girl voice, though. That's what we're saying. We want you to call as the ghost of JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh, okay, I could do that.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, all right, good deal. Tell him that you, okay. All right, we're going to do that right now. Hang on, Zolar is coming with a prank call for us. Very graciously hooking us up with a prank call.
Well, listen, you say what you really called about is that you're what do you call it, one of those fucking people who hear from spirits, what do they call it, medium?
Yeah.
You call and say what you really called about is that you're a medium from the hotel and you have JonBenet on the line.
And I'll have a seance and then you'll talk. Okay, sounds good. We got it. It's going to be awesome. Okay, hang on, everybody. It's the Zolar and Carlito tag team here. We're calling, I guess, the husband of Kim Gandhi, the president of the National Organization of Women. Of Women.
Hoo-ha!
If that's what you want to call
like
them.
Fish in here.
We'll be right back after this. As you call them, they call you when they need some trees for the blood, the cheese for the blood.
You reached the home of Kim, Kit, Katie, and Matt. Or
see if you could hack the answer machine.
301-920.
Mailbox 3. Now recording.
Fuck. I guess he's not gonna answer again now, bastard.
Dumb bitch. Dumb bitch. That
maybe
was gonna be a funny one too, wasn't it, Milkman?
Yeah. What's Milkman say over there, Milkman?
Yeah, sir.
He says from far away.
Hell yeah, man.
He says, hell yeah, man. You know how he says. Okay, you want to try another one? We can try Honey Bear. We got a place called Honey Bear, and we got a place called Monster Tattoo. Ooh,
Honey Bear.
All right.
Can you pick them with you all the way?
Here's one, Joe Mama's in East Dubuque, Illinois.
No, I'm thinking more on the Honey Bear or even the tattoo.
Okay. All right, let's do Honey Bear.
By the way, before you dial, if you don't mind me doing a little bit of self-plugging, I got an email today that says, let me just look it up real quick. It says, oh, fuck, dial the phone, I can't find it.
Okay, all right, well, when we come back, we'll get that. All right, man. Like I said, we'll be right back with that.
Here it is. Here it is,
okay.
If you're interested.
All right, breaking news, go ahead.
All right, it says, from Mutt, from the Superfan Roundtable, I've been contacted by Howard TV and asked to be a part of the 9/11 show. They are finally going to air the 9/11 Stern Show footage. They would like to hear from some of us concerning the day on the Stern Show. Is this something you'd be interested in doing, Zola? So he says, I've invited you, I've invited Cabby, I've invited Boots, I've invited Mad Max, and I have invited Casey Armstrong. So he says, if you're interested, let me know.
Wow, man. You called in that night, that day, right? Didn't you say they do this in numbers? Was that you?
They what?
Were you the one that called in and said, you know, watch out, they like to do this in numbers? Was that you?
No, I don't think that exact quote came from my list, but yes, I was on the air that day, but they actually quoted me in one of the newspapers as being the modern-day Paul Revere. I was calling for all Americans to bear arms.
Yeah, I have that show, and like I had commercials and everything from the beginning, from 6 o'clock, so like every year I would play it right, I would start playing at 6 o'clock, and it's really something, man. Like Cabby freaks out on the air and everything. Like he was right there watching it from the roof of his building and shit. And he saw.
I would have freaked out. I would have been freaking out a lot more had they left me on the air. But they thought I was going to be libel and slanderous.
Yeah.
You know, so they cut me off and didn't put me back.
Yeah, I really think I heard you say something like, you know, watch out, they do this in numbers. And I think Howard said like, no, let's not do that. And I think they kicked you off after that. And that there was that weird lady who called in and she was like, you know, the devil's dancing in the Middle East or something, and Cabby was like, they're really doing it now, woman! Like that, he was freaking out on her. That was a crazy night. That's how I heard it. I heard it on the Stern Show. By the time I got up to my desk, they were talking about Pamela Anderson. Next thing I know, you know, they said a plane hit the World Trade Center.
Well, listen here, Carl. You know, it says, I need one or two more fans. It says, so if you can think of anyone, let me know.
That's something.
Do you want to go down? Then you know you could write over to fucking what's his face here, Mutt, and tell him that your story. I was listening right there as it happened, and
yeah.
I listened to the Stern Show the entirety of the time. If you need some sort of fan to outside perspective from someone you never met before, it's me.
Do it, because you know what happened. Honestly, that night, that day, a whole office full of like you know these all stuck up conservative women who would never listen to Howard. And they used to give me shit for listening to him, and they didn't want to hear it and stuff like that. They were all around my desk listening to him as the only source of news for what was going on.
Now that sounds like a great story.
That's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened. I remember
that. You got to write that to Jason@howardstern.com right away.
Jason@howardstern.com. Okay. Send in a recommendation for me, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I am. I'm going to call and speak with Mutt tomorrow personally. I don't know if he's already got his people, but Jason is the one who runs that show. If he thinks your story's good, he'll make room for you.
Okay, totally, because that really stuck with me. I remember that. I heard, and I listened as long as they were on. They stayed on in Orlando, I think, until like 1 o'clock, I want to say. I remember Howard just saying at the end, he was like, I got to go. But he was like, honestly, I got to go. I remember that, man.
You know, somebody from that distance listening to the Howard Stern Show of what's happening in New York exclusively to Stern is exactly the interest they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Definitely.
That's what they said.
I'll type that after the show.
Oh, but the only thing is how would you get here? Because the offices are on Hudson Street in Manhattan.
Oh, shit.
And it would be 2 or 3 hours only, of course, and then it's a one-day thing.
I'd have to fly up for 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah, it's going to be on Monday or Tuesday, the 21st or 22nd.
Oh, man, that'd be something. I mean, it'd be hard for
and
me to...
And be on demand TV. They're filming this for on-demand TV.
Wow. Well, I mean, if it comes to it, I guess I could scrape up enough money for a cheap plane flight. I don't know if I could.
I'd lend you the money.
I don't know. I need a place to crash for sure. I want to be able to afford
to crash here with me. That's the easy part.
That's awesome. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe Tuesday or either Tuesday or Wednesday.
The 21st or 22nd.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll send the email, and we'll take it from there. If it works out, then hell
well,
yeah.
That's this Monday or so, isn't it?
That's in 4 or 5 days, yeah. 4 or 5 days.
Well, 21st. You better make it happen. You better write that email.
Most definitely. Okay.
All right, so I'll Frank. Speak to him up tomorrow, but let's make a prank phone call right now.
Right now. This is Honey Bear in Kittening, Pennsylvania. And that's going to come right now. Hang on, everybody.
Everybody used to think of him as, well, more like a bum, sort of, a musical bum than anything else.
How you doing, honey? Can you hear me, doll?
Who is this?
It's me, Jeffrey. How you doing? Oh, wow, that's one fucked up bitch. Can't even get a report going.
God.
Oh, bitch.
What a cunt rag. Jeez. There's always monster tattoo. You can try one more if you want, man. I don't know what the fuck that was, man.
Dude, that was your phone.
Yeah, that is my phone. I don't know why I did that, though. You totally freaked out. Did you hear that?
I was bugging. I was trying to, you know, correct myself and
holy
shit, but
shit.
I wasn't working. I was like, that's not me.
God, that's gonna blow everybody's ears off. I'm sorry, folks. That's a horrible, horrible sound. I don't know what was happening there.
Call it back, man.
I'll try one more time. Hang on, Zola. Hopefully this doesn't... Hang on, let me change the channel.
Try a different
here.
Number. Try a different number.
Might have just been that system fucking
what that
up,
was, if you're using a cordless, that was somebody ringing in on your frequency with a different phone.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. So I changed the channels.
Changed channels.
I did. I changed it like 3 times
yeah.
during that, but... Oh, it's probably on this
okay.
one.
Okay. I thought you...
Okay. I just fixed it, though. I changed the channel again. I changed it. I got it now. We got it. We're good,
have
man.
Have you ever heard of the porn star Tabitha Stevens?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
All right, let me try to call her.
Okay, all right. Zola.
Yay!
Dirty Tabitha.
Stick it in her ass, Zolar.
Stick it in her ass. Put her in her pooter.
Tabitha Stevens. Please leave a message after the tone, and I will return your call as quickly as I can. Thank you, and have a great day. Bye.
Yo, hack it.
No, I hung up on it.
That's bad. Where are we, hacker? Poor girl. Poor crazy bitch.
Call the one dingy
yeah,
bitch.
Man, I wish she answered. She would have been fun to talk to.
Yeah? She's got a squeaky voice.
Talk like
yeah, I'll let you get back to your show, brother.
Alright, man, I'm sorry we couldn't get that to work, man. And I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed.
Another place,
Andrea.
Another time,
Andrea.
My friend.
Yeah. Hey, can just be sure to do as late as the show tomorrow, because I won't be home till like midnight. So I want to be able to hear something. You know what I mean? Try to go until 1 at least. Give me an hour of show.
Oh, I'm totally gonna go until 1, but fucking it's the 2 o'clock that I haven't been doing lately.
Okay. All right. Well, definitely I will be listening tomorrow late, but I'll be listening. So.
Hey, for all you people out there who are listening and heard the email address I gave out, don't just call. You know, leave an email with him just to fucking. You know, be a prick. Actually, say something of substance. Tell them about the shows that are available on PCU.
Yeah.
Tell them how you like Zolar Vision, or you like to hear Zolar on the roundtable more often.
Yeah, so that maybe even Zolar will get a chance to plug Zolar, you know, PCU at some point. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Actually, next time I go on, you know, the roundtable, I'm going to say PCU at the end. Like, when I say Zolar.com, I'm going to say PCUradio.com.
Okay, awesome. Great. I'm looking forward to that.
Hopefully people can follow that.
All right, man. Zolar, take care of yourself. We'll listen to you tomorrow. God bless you. And I'll
all right, everybody over there, take care. And Milkman, see you around sometime. Like in hearing you again. Glad you're back.
Yes, thank you. All right, later,
all right,
man. All right, bye.
Take care easy, our fearless leader, Zolar. Thank you.
Yay, Zolar from Zolar Vision. No, Zolar something. Zolar.com, Zolar... XYZolar.com.
XYZolar.com.
XYZolar.com. People getting pissed off.
www.fuckyousaigon.com.
Yes, that's cloned to Homegrown's home website.
Oh.
He's hating on Saigon. Saigon is pissing him off, and Clone is in there laying a smackdown. And, yeah, the chat room is open, and you should be in the chat room. And how do you do that, Milkman? Let's see if you can get it right this time.
It's irc.lazy-net.de.
Okay.
Join the room, pound PCU, man.
Yeah.
Come on here and take a couple swings, man. We have a good boxing match come around here. All courtesy of our wonderful host, Matt Mann.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful servers over here, Lazy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if you want to reach us here, you can call 1-888-278-8509. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-278-8509. Our phone lines are now open, so be sure to be here and listen in and all that good shit. What else can I say? Anything else we can talk about before we do another prank? I don't think so. I think we run the gamut of what's going on in the world.
All right, man. We're down a lift there.
Mm-hmm. So will Saigon ever call into our show or any other show on PCU? I say no. I doubt it.
What was that?
I do want to make one comment.
Yeah. Okay.
Jeep's a weenie. He ain't even in our chat room.
Jupe, he's probably got to go to school and shit. I don't know. You think school started already for him?
Okay.
School's not started around here anyway.
Yeah,
same excuse he had all summer.
School started here 2 weeks ago, man. This is like the third week of school.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's some shit because we don't have snow.
That's why we never see him all summer either.
We don't have snow days.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, Jupe, he's got stuff to do on Thursday. That's his, you know, that's his night when his mom's gone, and that's when he's, you know, probably pulling it. He's got the house to himself for a few hours. That's what I did, man. Whenever
got
I was
Manky the Manky.
Whenever I was at that age, if you know, both my parents are gone, and I had the house to myself, you know, what I was going on. We had the scrambler box, you know, tuned into Playboy. It came on at 8 o'clock, and you flip that switch on the old disc scrambler cable box, and you're good to go. That's how you did it. What, am I creeping you guys out? What the hell's the problem? It's all quiet. I got crickets here, man.
No, man. Swedish Erotica. Choke. That was the shit.
Boring. Whatever. Okay. And Shit Yeah is asking
eight
what my...
8mm stag films.
Shit Yeah asks what my taint smells like. My taint smells like bananas. And Madman
is pretty
freaky. Yeah, it is. And I can't explain how that happens, but it smells and tastes like a banana. Saigon is pissing people off. He says the funniest sound. The funniest thing on the show tonight has been that weird noise that the phone made a little bit ago. Well, fair enough. I'll give you that.
You know what? That was a ray gun attack from the NSA, man. They're trying to stop the madhouse.
I think they were trying to hone in on us. And Clone's taking
my
a hit.
Fault,
yep.
Man.
That was a homing signal.
Look at Clone smoking away over there.
Smoke weed every day.
How big is that bong you're using, man?
Fuck the NSA.
You fuck the NSA. Fuck the NSA. Hey, you got... Clone, do you ever watch Weeds on Showtime, man? That came back and I didn't even know.
No, man, I was going to talk to you about that. You, know a good site where I could download?
The mininova.org, I think. You know who knows is Earth Dog. He'll tell you in a second. But I saw...
That's a pretty good show.
Dude, I saw the whole first season. I turned a lot of people onto it, and then I totally forgot that the new season was starting on Sunday, I think, or something. I missed the first episode. I totally didn't even know. I know KDK is a big fan.
I just seen the little fucking clips and shit.
Yeah? Yeah, I'm going to have to try to catch that. I got the DVR, so I'm going to set it to record. You know, I'll probably get the replay this weekend. I'll probably show it, so I'm looking forward to that. It's a good show. I really like Weeds, man. That's a good show. Good, good show. Look, man, you get Showtime out there in the Virgin Islands, man?
Yeah, man. They got that, like, 3 or 4 channel version of it, the crazy shit. You know, you can watch all that. Man, I don't watch any of that crap.
No, you don't? You don't get it at all? You just get regular basic? Is that what you get?
I don't even watch TV, brother.
I don't either.
I told you, man, like, it's been almost a year ago now. I unplugged all my televisions. I moved my computer monitor right over in front of a TV set, and I plugged my guitar amp right in beside it. Hmm. Anytime I got a need to watch TV, I just turn my computer on and plug my guitar, and I'm happy.
It's even worse, man. It's even worse. On the computer is worse.
How's Andy, buddy?
How's Andy? Shit, yeah, ass. Andy, I talked to him last night. He said he was going to listen tonight. I don't know if he is. He's not in the chat room. He hasn't messaged me. Andy, if you're out there, what's up? He said he was going to listen tonight. Andy, hang on. I forgot this right here.
Carlita, what's the update now?
What?
you told me that Andy was in an accident on the way to Chicago.
No, he's
that
fine.
That he got rear-ended and that dildo got jammed all the way up ass into his throat. And we want to know what the status is now. Did he get it removed?
No.
Or did they pull it on out?
It's not that, but Andy did get arrested on his way up to Chicago for solicitation. He tried to solicit sexual favors in a truck stop restroom. That's all I know.
Over one of the pickle parks.
That's all we know right now, folks.
A rest stop.
So again, that's
the rest area.
That's the wrong sound effect. Breaking news: Andy has been arrested for solicitation of a sexual favor in a public restroom in a truck stop restroom.
From a transvestite.
Yeah. Off of I-95, somewhere in the I would say. Somewhere around Virginia, maybe. I don't know. Whatever. No, seriously. He said he made it to Chicago.
Oh, my goodness.
He's in Chicago.
I just want to know if they actually surgically removed the dildo from his throat, or is it, like, pulled through, or is it, like, a permanent fixture in his body?
I don't know. I think that...
Being rear-ended like that.
I think that fucking, I think that he actually made it okay to Chicago, from what I understand. I heard the guy's name is, C-Bass.
You know,
the guy that did it to him is his name is Seabass.
You know, he's got a leather belt, and it says Andy on the back of his leather belt. Do you know why it says Andy on it?
So people know what name to say when they're doing them.
So the dude knows the name of the guy he's fucking.
He can't say that he doesn't know the name of the guy. He can't say that he doesn't know Andy's name. Man, why do you hate Andy so much?
Andy.
This is what Andy gets for leaving the show. This is what Andy gets for running off. He gets made fun of. Like a punk.
Bitch.
Like a punk, motherfucker. So, yeah. And good on Andy is what Australian shit yeah says. Good on Andy. That means something. Clone, I'm gonna.
She's all apples, mate.
Yeah, your girl's Australian, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, that's nice. She got long hair.
OxyContin's gonna smoke some ash.
Good.
Yeah,
ash. He's out of weed. He's out of weed. He doesn't have any resin. He's just smoking ash now. That sucks, man. That's happened to me before. I hate that shit, man. Man, don't you hate, Clone? You ever been to the point, you know, when you're down to just resin, you can't get any weed anywhere, you're broke
resin
or something?
Hits.
Oh, man. That's,
yeah, it sucks. I've got a big-ass ball of resin, though.
That's like the emergency. I ran out, and I can't get none right now, so I'm going to smoke this tar.
It is so rough
on you.
You set it in over top of the water heater until it dries like a crystal, and you, like, burn it, and it's, like, flashing on fire, man.
Dude, it'll get you high. It's like, concentrated THC in that tar, but
bigger
it's...
bigger than shit.
Yeah.
It is so bad for you, though.
High.
Yeah, it is really... The last time I did that, that's when I got bronchitis. That was the reason. It's because I smoked that. I was already kind of getting sick. I had inhaled some ash on accident, and it was in my chest.
That'll do it.
Yeah, and then right after that, I smoked some resin. Fuck it. It was over. All over, dude. All over.
That sucking down the ash and shit.
Yeah, that tears you up, man. It's not good for you. You shouldn't do that. But, hey, I was going
to
ask you.
You better off to hit a bong if you're going to do resin.
You guys ever make brownies?
I used to.
Oh, yeah.
Is it easy to do? Because I'm afraid I'm going to waste a whole batch of weed, you know? I don't want to do that.
No,
you have to use a good bit of weed, but the main thing is you want it to stay moist. You mix it in with the butter. You don't want to overcook your brownies, let them dry out.
Okay. It's got to be moist.
Yeah.
We used to make
weed butter.
Okay, so what's that? You just take real butter with some water and boil it with some weed, and then you strain it, right? Is that what it is?
No, we just fucking mix it all in.
Oh. Okay.
You just grind it up and thaw it out a little bit. If you put it in the butter.
Okay, so can I just take it and, like, let's say I want to fry an egg. Can I just, like, throw it in the butter and then fry an egg on top of it? Wouldn't that work?
Sure.
It will?
If it was me, I'd put it on the egg, dude.
On the egg? So as long as you're cooking it, it's going to get you high, right? Because I want to try that. Yeah, that's the thing, though.
It's not going to get you majorly high.
It's like a body high, right?
No, it takes a lot more, but it gives you hellacious munchies.
Oh, that's nice.
If you do get it, it will really rip you, but it takes a lot.
I gotta try that. Next time I get some, I'm gonna assist them. How much you thinking for like?
It makes good in a pizza.
All right, for a batch of brownies, how much we eat? We're talking. I'm gonna use a quarter. You think?
You're talking like a quarter or a half?
I'd use at least a quarter.
Damn, that's a lot though, man. Is it worth
it,
though?
A lot, dude.
If it's worth it, I'll do it. That's what I'm saying. I feel bad. That's you know?
If you want to give somebody sneaky bone.
I'll try that.
It's just a taste thing, you know. If you like it.
Yeah, but I hear it's like the way you don't get high for a while, but it like stays with you for a really long ass time. Like Athena, when Athena went to Amsterdam in April, she bought some at an actual cafe. They sold the brownies right there, and she said it was awesome. She said it got her high for about 8 hours. I think she said she got to the point she went home. She went to the hotel, went to sleep, woke up, and she was still really high. Definitely got it. Milkman, we're serious. We're talking about.
I use 5 grams of good weed for some butter.
Yo, so Milkman, we're talking about going to Amsterdam.
50 milliliters of butter.
We've talked about going to Amsterdam when you get.
Yeah, man.
You know, I'm almost. You know, I'm thinking next summer. Athena wants to go. Andy said he'll go.
Hell yeah.
We might be able to get Zolar to go. Zolar Express interest. Clone, man, save up enough money.
Hell yeah, Zolar will go.
We're gonna do a PC party.
I'd love to, man, but I can't leave the country.
Are you serious? Don't bullshit.
Yeah.
You can't leave the fucking country. Oh, man.
No, man.
The feds got him.
I don't want to know why.
Uncle Sam thing.
It's an Uncle Sam thing? You don't have a... Your passport's revoked. Well, that's
they're still looking for him.
Yeah. Well, we'll smoke enough for you then. Man, that sucks. If we do a PCU party up in Amsterdam, we need to have Clone Homegrown, man. He's like the...
He'll have to come. We'll bring him live on the satellite link.
I guess he's like the cannabis, you know, ambassador of PCU, man. You know, he's right up there with me and Zolar. We're like the pot smokers of PCU. We're the marijuana representatives. Clone's like the number one guy. I put Zolar next.
I am in my normal chapter.
Yeah, Zolar gets his fucking stuff. He gets weed mailed to him from Amsterdam. I don't know how. He says he does. I don't know if I believe him, but. He says that he gets mail order pot from Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
Whatever. So, yeah.
I don't know, man.
I just always wondered what a damn hamster weed would taste like anyway.
I don't know. Hamster weed?
Hamster weed?
They got some
Amsterdam.
Shit. They got some shit called White Widow out there, Athena says. It's really powerful.
I used to grow White Widow and White Rhino.
So Milkman, this guy had an underground bunker. He had a trailer under the ground that he was sell in, or used to grow in, right? In Alaska?
Yeah, we were growing.
Wow. That's something, man.
You're still looking for him? I'm in Alaska, man.
I guess so. Shut up, man.
Well, he's up there,
close,
man.
To Canada, man. That's pretty close.
Yeah, so we're bullshitting, folks. Jake Rosenthal asked if we've ever tried smoking 2 joints at a time, 1 through each nostril. I can't say I've ever tried that.
I've taken a hit of joint through my nose to get a good nose hit.
That'd be more painful, I think. So, I don't know. So, like I said,
nose hit goes straight to your brain, man.
No one's calling the phone, man. It's, again, the toll-free line is 888-278-8509.
Yeah.
888-278-8509 is the toll-free line. I paid a lot of money to fix that. I paid a lot of money to fix that, you know, to make it so you guys could call tonight. I made it a priority on my list of things to do, and no one's calling in, man.
Let's cancel the satellite link and call in.
Okay, maybe. You can do that. You can call in, and we'll do a prank. We'll get you to do a prank.
We'll see.
We'll see if we just do that. If not, anybody else. Call in on the toll-free line. Let's do a prank call now. We've been bullshitting for a while, long enough, since Zolar hung up a while ago. A while ago. We got Big Mamas in California. We got Dollar Tree in Arizona. And we got Costco in Arizona. We got Bonkers in Wisconsin.
Costco!
That's one of those clubhouses, right? One of those, in whatever, the like Sam's Club and shit. BJ's. I got BJ's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Costco, they don't take Visa cards. I should call in and bitch and
really?
Yeah, they don't take Costco. And Sam's is the same thing. They only take American Express
and
Discover.
Tell them somebody put a charge on your Visa card.
On my Visa, hell, motherfuck yeah. I'm going to do it right now. And this song goes out for...
You have a Costco Visa card.
Yeah, this song goes out to all the pot smokers out there who ride dirty after you do your purchase. We all have to ride dirty when we smoke weed at some point.
OxyContin wanted to hear that, riding dirty.
Well, here it is, riding dirty.
Evan Elkosko, this is Steffi. How can I help you?
Yo, what's up?
Nothing.
Yo, look, I got my credit card statement in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a charge. I don't even know what it's from.
Okay.
It says Costco, and they got the phone number there. Yo, I called it.
Then you need to bring it in and stop at membership, and they will help you.
No, I can't, man. I can't take the bus at this time. You got to help me out, yo.
Okay, just a minute, please.
Okay. That's how you get it done, folks.
Bring us your prescriptions and save money on all your medications.
That's how you get it done.
We offer brand
social engineering at
this
bad.
As well as...
This is Mike. How can I help you?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm not too happy.
Okay.
I got a charge on my credit card here with your phone number, and it says Costco. And I've never been to your store. I don't even have a membership, man.
Okay.
It's on my Visa statement right here.
Okay. Did you call the Visa?
I did. They said they gave me. They confirmed it was at the Costco, and they gave
well,
me.
Well, the thing with Visa is we don't. Is it a Visa check card or a Visa credit card?
My credit card, sir.
Well, we don't take Visa,
Chase.
So...
Well, you calling me a liar? Like it says right here, Costco.
I am not calling you a liar, but we don't take Visa, so...
Avondale, Arizona, and it has the phone number 623, all that stuff here. So what are you going to call me, you know? Did you do it?
We don't take Visa, my man.
Sir,
I don't know what to tell you.
Sir, who am I... What's your name again?
My name is Micah.
Micah?
Yes.
How do you spell that?
It's M-I-C-A-H.
Mika?
Micah.
Mika. M-I-M-E.
M-I.
M-E-C-E-H. Micah. For Micah. Micah. Okay. Micah, what's your social security number? I mean, you have my credit card number, you have my social security number there. Why don't you share the wealth? What's going on in the background? What's with the joking around? Is this some kind of joke? Is that why you guys charge my Visa card? How many cigarettes did you buy with this Visa card?
Trying to figure out who it is.
How many cigarettes did you buy with my Visa card, Michael? Michael.
So, what was your name again?
Michael. How many cigarettes did you buy with my Visa card?
So what was your name again?
What did you just say to her?
Chief. 588-04111.
What did you just say to her, I said?
No, he's talking to me. I just can't figure out who he is.
Sir, what did you just say to her with the phone covered up? Why are you speaking in secret? Where did you put the phone? I can wait all night, sir. What's your problem?
Please enter the number you wish to call.
Why are the doors closed? The doors are closed because I want them closed. They're not locked. I locked the front door. I didn't lock the doors of the studio. So what's the problem? You got in. What's the problem? Thank you for bringing coffee. Appreciate it.
Wow, you got coffee?
Athena just brought home coffee.
That's good.
She gets home late at night, brings me coffee.
Oh.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on that, gentlemen? Costco.
That's a smart woman.
Yeah, it is. She's a smart woman. What are your thoughts on that, Costco?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want a refund.
I want a refund, too. I have no idea what's going on over there with those assholes.
Well, they don't take Visa, obviously.
Yeah. Jay Nefarious says, and Micah sounds like he took a quick bong hit in the Costco parking lot. I agree. What kind of name is Micah, man? M-I-C-A-H.
Poor Micah.
That is a gay name, just like Nunu says. And the only Micah that I know was a gay person at a job that I used to work at a call center. There was a guy named Micah, and he was gay.
Oh,
And he spelled it just like that.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Micah.
It's a homosexual revelation.
I guess so. So the toll-free line again is 1-888-278-8509. Okay, and Clone Homegrown is high.
Smoke weed every day.
That's how it is, folks. That's how it is tonight.
If you smoke like I smoke, then you're high like every day.
What song is that? Do I have that? And if you smoke like I smoke, then you're high like every day. If your hands is a bust. Oh, that's Regulators, man. Hell yeah, I'm going to play that. Regulators. That's Warren G, isn't it? Yeah, I got that shit right here. Hang on, let me play that. Oh, hell yeah. Good call, man. Good call. Regulators. Let's play this while we talk to this caller. Stealing of his property. We're damn good too, nigga. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy
with the steel if you know what I mean. Earn your keep. Regulators. Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
What's up, Carlo?
What's up? How you doing, man?
Fine, this is Jonathan.
Oh, Jonathan. Great to talk to you, my good friend.
I knew it was Jonathan, I could tell.
Jonathan is the oldest listener on PCU.
That's where the cookies is.
And he's the only registered nurse that listens to PCU. Athena, come sit down next to me here, honey. Have a seat.
Head on Poppy's lap.
So what's up, Jonathan? How you been, man?
Let's get something.
Oh, not much. Hey, that was a good prank call that you just done with Costco.
The Costco? Yeah, that was a good prank. That was a good prank call. Yeah, Athena, we went to Costco, remember? Remember we went to Costco that one time? And I said they don't take Visa cards? So I just called and I said that they had charged my Visa card. The guy's like, he's like, we don't do that here. So you can close all that. That's fine. You know, you don't even use Firefox. Oh, ruined it. Okay. Anyway, you want to hook that up right here? Pick that up. Anyway, Jonathan, how's the registered nurse business going for you?
I'm not a registered nurse. I'm a part-time para professional. I work with disabled people.
I can't even hear him now. Plug that in. This is really dumb of me to do right now. You do that, Athena. Good girl. You're what now? I'm sorry?
I'm a part-time paraprofessional. I work with handicapped people.
Oh, you work with handicapped people. I thought for some reason you were a nurse or something, dude.
No, and on the weekends I drive buses.
Oh, okay. Buses for handicapped people or just, you know, just a bus?
For the city.
Go round and round and
Do you ever, Athena, put the headphones on. You're missing a great conversation. Do you ever drive a school bus for the church or anything like that?
I used to.
You did? Seriously? You drove for, was it your church or just a church?
I drive a short bus.
It was for my church. I had one of them charter buses that we bought, and we let the kids decorate it the outside, and we just used that.
Okay. Have you ever driven? Have you ever thought about joining a volunteer fire department and driving their truck for them?
No.
You should look into that, man. That'd be cool.
Yeah. When are you gonna do Fat Albert's restaurant?
When are we doing the Fat Albert's prank? Thanks. Milkman, do you know?
Yeah, do a Jack Masterson's call right next.
Yeah, there's.
Let's do one with him on the line.
We can do one with you on the line. Do you wanna hang on the line and hear it to us? It to us? What the hell did I just say? I said hear it to us? What's that mean?
How much the writer is.
How much the writer is, yeah. How much money you make. How I make money? Anyway, I'm a little wasted right now. I'm sorry. I'm a little wasted. okay, Lonesome Loser.
Call you and tell them you got a whole short bus full of customers coming in.
Okay.
They're all hungry and they're using wheelchairs. And
hey, Jonathan, you can be our handicap person. Here you go. You need this, Athena. You heard that, Jonathan? You're going to do that for us?
Say that again?
You're gonna be involved in this. I'm going to do most of the talking, but you're going to be our handicap person who needs a... You know, who needs to be going to this place, okay?
Okay.
You're in a wheelchair, okay?
All right.
Okay. Where can I go with this? What can I do with a wheelchair guy at a restaurant? at the Club Underground Restaurant and Lounge. What can I say?
Got a whole short bus full of them.
A whole short bus full of them? Okay.
And that they need to have, they need to have wheelchair service.
For everybody. Yeah, I need them to take away all the all the chairs from the floor, because it's going to be full of 30 people in wheelchairs. And they need to come out and help out. Okay, good. I know exactly what to do. Okay, Jonathan, you hang on. And we'll do that. We'll do that right now. Hang on, everybody.
John Masterson.
Okay. The fat bus driver. We need to get the dead in on this, too. The dead. Saigon was saying the dead should call in as a handicapped person. That's so true.
You got a free bowl cut.
Club Underground, John, may I help you?
Hey, John, how you doing? That's a good name. That's my name, too.
What's that?
I said, that's a great name. That's my name, too.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
God damn it. I said, that's a great name. That's my name, too.
That's your name, too?
Yeah, I'm John Masterson.
All right, John.
Hey, man, I drive a bus out of the old man's home here for the deaf, dumb, and blind.
Yeah.
And I got about 20 of them. We just came from a field trip over here from the base. And I wanted to go ahead and see if we can stop on in if you had enough room for them.
How many people?
20 elderly people in wheelchairs.
Okay, they'll have to come to the back if they're in wheelchairs, because we have a handicap ramp back there, and there's a big flight of stairs in the front.
Okay, so we got to come through the back. Okay, so I'll pack in the back then, right?
What's that?
I'll park in the back.
Yep, that'll work.
Okay. Hang on. Wilmer over here has a question for you guys. Wilmer, go ahead.
I'm here. What kind of food do y'all have?
We've got quite a bit of food. We got steaks, we got burgers, we got sandwiches, pretty much everything you need.
Is that Coke?
Now, is the reason that you're having them come through the back is because no one can hear them?
Pardon?
Is the reason you're having them come through the back is so that nobody can see them?
No, it's because we have a handicap ramp in back and we don't have any entrance for people in wheelchairs in the front.
Well, no, they can take the front. They can take the stairs.
Oh, okay. You said they were in wheelchairs.
Yeah, we'll just have I'll pull them and I'll need one other guy to help push them up.
Hey, it's a lot of stairs to go down.
That's fine. That's fine. We got time. We got plenty of time. They took a nap on the way over.
Okay. All right.
You guys got a guy there? Maybe you can help me out. How big are you? Can you think maybe you can give us a hand? You got muscles?
I'm the bartender here. There's no way I'll have time.
Okay, so whatever. We're bringing them through the back. Okay, so how many tables are you going to have for them?
If you need to seat 20, not a problem.
Okay,
so we've got plenty of open tables right now.
Every one of them needs to have their own waitress.
Well, we can't do that.
How many waitresses are you going to have?
You know what? I got to get going, partner. I'll see you when you get here, though.
Hey, can I get a drink? Can I get a drink order in?
Damn
it. They hung up. Hang on, let me clear the line here. Actually, we'll keep the line active. We'll call someone else. That was okay.
That was a good one.
Thank you, man.
Make them come through the back.
Please enter the number you wish to call.
That was good, Athena. I like that. It shows the ass nicely.
Please enter the number you wish.
Okay, let me call Anyface Bar Casillon Greeno something. I don't know.
Please enter
the number you wish to call.
24
minutes.
I must be high.
I must be.
Fanny.
Hey, how you doing, honey baby? Honey baby, sweetie baby, honey baby bitch.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing, honey baby, sweetie honey?
Who's this?
My name is Ralph. Ralph Littlejohn.
And
I'm calling to see if you guys are still seating tonight.
Still what?
Seating.
Like, you want to come in and order food? I'm sorry, there's a really bad connection.
Yes, I want you to seat.
Huh?
I want to see the seat. Hello, ma'am.
Yes?
Can I holla?
What?
Holla, 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 holla. I don't know where I was going with that. I totally messed that one up. was trying to do. Hold on. Yeah. So, Jonathan, how old are you again? You're 46, is it?
Please enter the number you wish to call. 47
years old. Milkman, how old are you? 49?
Please enter the number you wish to call.
No, man, I'm 87 years old.
Whatever. Hang on, let's call the aristocrats.
Well, I got you beat, then. I forget how old I am.
Minutes. We're calling the Aristocrats Club Bar and Grill. Is this the Aristocrats?
Yes, it is.
Why do you guys all stuck up?
I'm sorry?
I'm from Peasants Club Bar and Grill.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, not bad. What's with the aristocrat stuff, huh? You think you guys are too good for us peasants?
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
You ever hear of the banana revolution?
No.
These people threw these bananas in these cars and the tailpipes.
Okay.
And it made them go loud, boom, like real fast.
Right.
And we got those aristocrats. We threw them in all the Mercedes Benzes.
Huh.
And now the thing is, black people get gold in their teeth.
Right.
I don't even remember when they let them start voting. Now they got gold in their teeth?
Yeah.
You think they like the taste of gold?
I guess so. Or platinum.
Yeah, platinum too. You don't get platinum in your teeth. That'll kill you. That'll give you the cancer.
Yeah.
It'll give you the black cancer.
Yeah.
It turns black.
Does it?
Yeah. You got any black people in there?
No, not at the moment.
Oh, really? Because you're the aristocrats, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not at the moment.
Oh, you just said yes, I got you on tape. I got you on tape, you racist. So how do we get into your little club? Do I have to be American born?
We're going to report you to the NCAAP.
Not sure what you mean by racist or how do you get in.
Well, how much money do you make an hour?
I'm sorry, I don't know. Well, first of all, I don't know how that's any of your business. And second of all, I don't know.
Okay. Well,
what's
tell
your
you
point,
what?
Basically, is what I'm asking.
Tell you what, you don't have to tell me how much an hour. How much do you make a year?
Enough.
Enough? More than 20,000?
Yeah.
More than 30,000?
Yeah.
Bullshit, man. What do you do there? How you money make?
Okay. This call is going to end now.
No, it's not, because I'm still here. How do you money make?
We're reporting you to the NCAAP, buddy.
I command you to tell me how you money make.
Okay. This call is over.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye, bitch. Too fast.
How you money make,
everybody.
Something wrong with that guy.
That's what it is that I said that one time that I couldn't remember, Athena. How you money make.
Please enter the number.
Are you having a good time, Jonathan?
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Well, we're going to let you go because the battery's going to die here any second now.
All right.
Everybody go to jonathan.com and thank you for calling in, Jonathan.
All right.
Where's my cookies, Jonathan?
Hey. All right, bye-bye.
What cookies? The hell are you talking about cookies?
Jonathan always gives cookies out.
His cookies out? My cookies aren't going
to
work.
I don't know where the hell my cookies are.
I just want brownies. Athena, we're going to make some wheat brownies. You know how to cook, right? Hey, you know what you do, Athena? You should make that bread you make with wheat. Weed bread?
Should make what?
Weed bread, man. Can't you make some weed bread?
Banana bread.
What about soup? Can I just throw it in my soup?
Banana weed bread.
Can I throw like a dime bag in a thing of soup and eat it?
Sure.
Will that work? Will it get me high? Will it just be a waste of weed?
Yeah.
It'll be a good waste of weed.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to get some chicken broth and boil it with some weed. What the hell is that?
But man, you want to put it in something at least it tastes good.
Yeah, some chicken soup, man. That's some chicken egg drop soup. I'll put in some egg drop soup.
Yeah, but you want to like blend it in, like man, like a pizza.
What about a tea?
Or, you know, omelet or something, man.
What about a tea? Could I put in some tea?
A what? A quiche?
Tea, man. Tea. T-E-A-T. Hot tea. Some Earl Grey.
Oh, yeah, you can make a tea out of it.
Yeah, I'm going to try that too, man. Come on, Athena, break up the...
I'll tell you what I used to do is I used to take the stems and I'd boil them and I used to take and freeze the water after I made that tea and then put it down in my ice cubes and down in my tea.
So you have iced wheat tea? Hang on, we got a call. I think Brandon Vegas is calling in. Hang on. I took too long to answer the phone. I'm sorry, BV.
I used to drive a short bus.
Call back in, Brandon Vegas. I took too long to answer the phone. Sorry about that.
I was on the short bus. Go
Las Vegas, Nevada. That's awesome. Okay, so I'm thinking I'm going to make some tea.
Playhouse of America.
I think I could just microwave the water. Do I have to actually boil the water, right? I have to actually boil the water. Yeah. I guess you can't just microwave it. Yeah, I don't think that works. I don't think you can nuke weed. I don't know. It just seems like a waste, man. It seems like a toilet.
Well, you can if you want to get it
out. You don't
want
to do that. I'll dry your weed out.
Okay.
You can nuke your weed. It just dries it out. Are too fat.
What's that now? Okay, we're just babbling here. All let's talk about food. I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna take 5 minutes for myself here, real quick. Everybody, we're gonna take 5 minutes
Call
for ourselves.
Brandon
Vegas. And Brandon Vegas is calling. Let's talk to let's talk to Mr. Vegas himself real quick before we do anything.
Hello. Brandon Vegas, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man, how you doing?
All right.
Oh, good. You listening to the whole show, or are you just tuning in?
I just tuned in like 15 minutes ago.
Oh, I see. You've been missing a great show. Shame on you. Yeah, so we got the toll-free line back up.
Nice.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're very welcome, as I'm paying for this. How are things in Vegas, man? You said it was like over in the 90s right now, like 98, 99, is that what you said it was right now over there?
Right now it's probably about 195 degrees.
I don't
want to
hear shit, it's been
33
days over
like
fucking 100.
I don't know, like during the day it gets up to like 115, 120.
Holy shit.
It's cooling off now though because it's the middle of August, summer's almost over. So.
God damn it, that's insane. I wouldn't be able to walk outside. It's not humid at all, right? It's like a dry heat, I guess it's not as bad as it would be here.
The dew point's really low, so you don't really feel it.
Yeah, that's good. See, I could do that. A dry heat, like living in the desert. Well, it is a desert, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
That's some shit, man. That's some shit. Yeah. Dude, do you want to go to Vegas, man?
Yeah.
You know my boss, he's leaving for Vegas on Friday. He's going to be in a pool tournament out there. And then the other boss his wife is going to be going out there on Sunday, too. I'm like, fuck, man. These people just get to get up and go to Vegas and stuff to be in pool tournaments and stuff like that. Sounds fun. It sounds like a fun town.
My aunt's going to be here next week for some convention thing, so...
You guys have a lot of conventions out there, too. Yeah, that's right.
All we have is conventions.
Yeah, that's like Orlando, pretty much. It's all conventions. Well, we have the theme parks, too. But like, if you take Orlando, you make it a little smaller, and you replace the casinos with theme parks, and that's Vegas to Orlando kind of thing. That's how it works.
You know, Las Vegas just outgrew Orlando a couple of years ago by a few hundred thousand people.
That's true. That's true. It grew really big. Really big, really fast. Saw that on 2020. You want to do a prank call, man, or just call and say what's up?
Sure, I'll do a little something.
We got, right now, just confirmed, Errata Cafe and Backdoor Boba Cafe.
Are these in America or somewhere else?
These are in the States. Errata Cafe is in New Jersey, and the Backdoor Cafe is in L.A. A gay-sounding guy named Randy answered at the back door of Boba Cafe. That's definitely a gay cafe.
It's in L.A.
It's a gay fay. All right, you want to call that?
Yeah, we'll try that one.
Okay, cool. We'll do that right now. Hang on, everybody. Brandon Vegas with a prank call for us. It's now 11:55 Eastern and 8:55 on the West Coast. Back in a moment. Hang on.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Hey, what do you guys got going on over there tonight?
Over here?
Yeah.
Is there
a bar over there, or like a club or something like that? What do you got going?
Pardon me?
So like a club, like a bar, you got like dudes coming in there, like dancers and stuff, or what?
No, we're a cafe. It's not a bar at all, it's a cafe.
Not the back door, they got like, the Men of the 80s, kind of 80s remix thing, and...
No, we don't have any. No, we're just a cafe / coffee shop. That's all.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Fuck.
That was quick. what a jackass.
Didn't this sound gay? What the hell they
Hello? Hey.
Yeah.
You still there?
Yeah, we're here.
All right.
We're live on the meadow.
Huh? All right. Bye.
What are you doing?
How much do you weigh, sir?
The madhouse.
The fuck?
How much do you weigh, sir?
He's going now, but... No, there he's back again. Oh.
Mr. Gay. Damn it. Fucking Gay.
Bass phone.
I don't know. He'll clear the line and we can call him back.
In the back door.
What was his name again? Was he Randy? Is that his name?
This is what he said.
Please enter the number you wish to call.
Hang on, let me call him back. I'll talk to Randy Dandy again. Randy Dandy, coming up.
Please enter the.
This time, game the same map.
19 minutes.
I think I'd rather get him angry.
Yeah, you talk to him. Pick up.
Better. Ah, goddamn bastard. All right, this ain't gonna happen.
Call the bitch in Guam, man. We Everett McDonald's.
That bitch at McDonald's?
Yeah, man.
The Guam McDonald's? I'd have to find it. I'd have to find it. All right, Brandon, well, thanks for that, man.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Anything else going on? You want to give a what's up to anybody out there and PCU land before we let you go?
I'll say what's up to Milkman. I haven't talked to him in a while on the phone. So. All
right. You can't hear Milkman, but he hears you. And he says, what's up?
All right, man.
Take care of yourself. Thanks for calling. Don't be a stranger.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Later, man.
Bye.
Oh, man. So who is Saigon? Saigon says he posts in the forums, but he doesn't do it under the name Saigon. Any guesses? I got Clone on mute here. Hang on, Clone.
Nah.
Hey, who'd you say? Do you have any idea who Saigon might be?
Number one fag.
Number one fag in the forums. I don't know. Maybe it's that that one guy who keeps doing shit. I don't know. Whatever. So Randy Dandy says his name originated from a Sean Ward call. Randy Dandy. I don't know about that last name, Dandy, Randy. Dandy to me is not a very straight name. But that's okay. Whatever you're into, dude. Don't feel bad about it. Okay, so how about we take that break we were talking about real quick. 5 minutes. Give you guys a chance to stretch out. We'll come back and do another hour or so, and then we'll call it a night.
I'm trying to get Bruno Vega in on the line.
Reclude. Is he out there? Is he online? No, he's not.
I'm in communication with him, but he says he's busy.
Okay. Well, it'd be nice to get Reclude on
I'm
the line,
man. I'm going to tell him to call in.
Yeah, so he's welcome to call in. But yeah, we'll be right back after this, folks. Be sure to keep listening. It is now midnight. It's now Friday. The weekend is upon us here. August the 18th. We're over halfway through August, man. It's going to be September soon, and then October.
Oh, yeah, it gets cold.
Yeah, it's going to start cooling off soon. I can't wait, because it's hot as balls out here, man. And really, it sucks. It sucks having it so hot in the world, man. Can't wait for summer to be over. I have no AC in my car. We'll be right back after this, everybody. Please. Don't go anywhere. Visit MadhouseLive.com.
Piece of shit up there, I never liked him. I never trusted him. For all I know, he had me set up and had my friend Angel Fernandez killed. But that's it. I hear he's gone.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this. Smoke some weed. You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
No, you're not having no anal sex with me.
Yes, I am. You're going to like it too.
Maybe you're not.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
You look so tough now, little nigga. Hate you, black bastard. hate your black skin. Hate your black pants. I hate black pepper. I hate black keys on a piano. I hate my gums because they black. I hate Whoopi Goldberg's lips. I hate the back of Forrest Whitaker's neck. Most of all, I hate that black ass Wesley Snipes.
Madhouse Radio is back.
I like my ass is fat, not flat. I like my ass is fat, not flat. I like my ass is fat, not flat. I like my ass is fat, not flat.
Madhouse Radio, we're back, and we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, Dr. Lego. What's up, Lego? How you doing, man?
What's up, my peoples? Long time no speak to you. You know, I meant to call you the last couple of Thursdays, and I did not have your new number programmed in my phone, and I was at a gig.
Oh.
So I had like, no way. I was going to call you in between sets.
Uh-huh.
But I had no way of doing that, so, because I didn't have your number. I keep forgetting, like a retard. I kept forgetting, and then I called Kitty Cam, like, give me Carlito's number. He's like, I don't know it. I go, oh, yeah, I figures you're a gay guy. I don't think I can give it to you.
That sucks. Well, the toll-free line is back up, too, anyway, so...
really? You made some money?
Yeah, I made some money. My part-time job started kicking in, and I went ahead and paid that account up, and that's back on. So that's up for the people. Yeah. For
I'm
the people. It's a better...
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm really tired. I'm losing a lot of sleep. I had some medical tests today. Athena, you know about my medical test today. I told you about that. Yeah, they didn't come back too good, dude. But other than that,
what's the matter?
I've got nerve problems, man. My nerves are reacting very slow. It's a weird thing. It's a very weird thing.
What do they think? What are they doing? Testing your blood, thyroid? What are they doing?
No, they're thinking it's either my a side effect of diabetes that I'm afflicted with, or it could also be a brain thing, a neurological brain thing. So I'm probably going to have a brain MRI here pretty soon. That's going to suck.
Have you had anything with that in the past in your life? Any other trouble with it?
Yeah, for the last 4 years, I've been losing like sensitivity and just on one side of my body, my left side of my body. I'm losing the ability to kind of like coordinate and stuff like that slowly and gradually. I have a lot of back pain.
Damn,
on one side of my body.
I'm sorry to hear that. Hey,
it's all right. I'm sure there's plenty of medicine out there, and I'm sure they'll find a way to fix it.
I'm sure too. But we all have our own shit.
Yeah, you got a bad back over there, man.
I got C1, C2 is a little fucking for cock, but
yeah.
Whatever, man. We all deal with our demons. You play the cards you dealt, man.
You know the bad one is L1, L2. When you get that messed up.
Yeah,
that's bad.
I'm trying not to.
Yeah, well, I got mine checked out, and I'm fine. My L1 and L2 are just fine. That's the neck. You're in trouble.
Well, I do have some problems in my neck, but that's a whole other story. So listen,
it's from eating pussy.
Go ahead.
That's it. It's from eating pussy, but I digress. Go ahead, man. What's up?
Wait. You're eating pussy while we talk?
No, you. That's from eating pussy. That's how you got your L1 and L2 messed up. Your neck problems.
Really?
That's what I heard. That's what Kim told me.
Damn.
Yeah, that's why.
She better shut the fuck up.
Jealous, you got to keep your woman in check. We talked to that feminist woman at the beginning of the show and her husband.
Speaking of feminist women, how's Athena?
She's right here next to you. Next to me? You're not listening, Athena.
Well, I know she's right here next to me, but...
No, she's not next to you. She's next to me. She's got that. She's putting on the headphones now so she can hear you. You should
What's
say,
up,
Athena,
Athena,
say hi to Lego real quick.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. Hey, did she heard the song I wrote about her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Good.
Yeah, she did. I played it for her on the iPod on our drive down from up north.
Tell her it's not every girl I'll write a song about. She should feel honored.
Okay.
So listen, this is it's all fucking crazy. By the way, did you hear on Monday we did the show live from a Japanese restaurant?
You told me, and I've been waiting for a copy of that. Because
okay,
I had to work
online. I'm actually away in Pennsylvania, so I'll be back on Monday or Tuesday, and I'll do it.
Okay.
But I wanted to tell you that I've been like hanging about the Stern Fan Network a little bit. posting some stuff about the show and this and that. And I'll tell you, man, the Starfan Network just really sucks. Everybody on there, you know, you post a message, and you think, you know, you got Zola on your show, Hi Pacharik, or Billy Mira, who are all affiliated with the Howard Stern Show.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, oh, fuck you, Lego, you're trying to promote your own show. Fuck off. You want to get out of here.
Yeah. You know, they don't take kindly to that. No, I post in there now. I started posting in there this week, and I won't post my show. I just have my signature and shit, you know, set up so it comes up. So maybe people will link to it, you know, at some point. They'll click the link.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, you know, I was just posting stuff really, like when I post the show, I post, hey, Hi Pacharik will be on tonight. You
right.
Because he was.
What's wrong with that?
And I got bashed. You know, everyone seems to, you know, just say nasty shit. And there's this one guy, Grover,
mm-hmm.
who actually does the, who actually does, like, some kind of music for Howard now. Like, he does the week wrap-up, calls it wrap-up and rap or something. I don't know.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm going to give him props. He's pretty good, he's a pretty good rapper. I definitely think he's talented. I like him that way. But he was a total dick to me. So, you know, I did a little interview with him. It's on my MySpace page. If you go to myspace.com/ Dr. D-R-L-E-G-O 69.
Okay.
Which you could also get from the PCU MySpace page.
Okay.
And you know, you'll hear my little interview with him. I played a little of it on KDK's show last night. But yeah, you know, whatever. I got to tell you, honestly, I'm pretty done going on there. You know,
really?
I gave those guys some money. I became a supporter.
So you did was it $30 or $25? I think it is. You got the money.
Whatever it was. I pumped those guys some money, and you know, that's what I get. You know, that's
the things you get for that. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not the people who run it. It's not Mutt. He's cool with Zolar. It's more the, I don't know. There's people on there. They just jump at people's throats the second you say anything like self promoting. They're like, oh, you know, I've noticed. I'm not gonna donate. I don't have that kind of money. So I'm a junior member now. So every day I post like three or four times. I figure in a month I'll be able to post in there regularly probably.
Right.
But I see all the time they make fun of people like. Oh, you know, they'll flame somebody, and then they'll say, oh, I guess I have to wait 30 minutes for your answer kind of thing, you know? Like, they're kind of throwing it in your face that you're some kind of lowly junior member kind of thing. It's, I don't know, they really take that seriously.
Yeah, no, if they can bash you, they will.
Yeah.
And that's you know, I'm really, you know, I don't mind being bashed if I really did something to be bashed about. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, Prank the World, I didn't go on there and spam Prank the World for the sake of Prank the World. I went on there because I know Stern fans want stuff with related to Howard Stern, and that's why I posted on there, because I figured, hey, if Hi Pacharik is going to be on the show, if Zola is going to pop in, Billy Mira, whoever it is, and these are all, you know, I mean, Hi Pitch and Zola are Stern VIPs, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like... come on. I'm not spamming. I'm saying, guys, if you want to hear these guys that are going to be on the show tonight,
mm-hmm.
come take a listen. I'm not saying I'm Dr. Lego, you don't know who I am, and here's my show. I'm saying Stern people are going to be on my show tonight, and if you'd like to take a listen, take a listen.
You know,
and instead I get bashed.
The best thing to do probably is for us to get one other person who's not... But you know why that's bullshit? Because EarthDog does it. He'll go in there, and he'll post, hey, everybody... Zolar is going to do a show tonight, and he'll post in there. I don't know if they flame her or not. I don't know if people, because,
well,
you know.
No, you know why they won't? Because it's Zolar's show.
That's what I'm saying, an independent person, but I don't even think they pay attention to him when he does that. I don't know if they have or not. Well, have we ever gotten listeners like that we know of from Stern Fan Network at all? I don't think we have one.
I don't know, dude. I'll tell you, I got to say, like, last night I called in, I spoke to KDK, and, you know, I do love the guy. I mean, I think he's funny, and I think, but you know, he's very, you know, like he said something to me, like I told him I was gonna do this. You know, he's like, why bother? He goes, what? Like I told him, you know, we're gonna try and do the show out of the Japanese restaurant again. He's like, why bother? He goes, what are you doing all this for anyway? For?
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, and I'm like, you know what though? In a way, you know what? I kind of like made me feel, you know what? Fuck it. Why am I doing it? You know, it's like I'm trying to run a business. I'm trying to make a living, and I think I'm gonna actually step back from doing pranks. I think I'm gonna get out of it.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, dude. I mean, I don't know. Here's what I do. You know what I do? Every Thursday I come, I do a show. I do my own thing. I do it at my pace with my friends, and we have a good time. And you know what? And after that, I don't bother with it anymore. I don't listen on Saturdays anymore that much because I work. And I try to catch a show here and there. I go in the chat room doing the show and everything. But I don't try to get involved in the drama. I just kind of do it, you know, for me, for my show. I have the podcast going, and that's really big right now. So I got a lot of people who just listen on the podcast because they can't listen in at this time of night. And
I was doing that to the podcast for a little bit, and I gotta say, you know, what I was thinking of doing was actually dropping the live show and just doing a podcast, because I could put out a podcast once a month,
mm-hmm.
and I can do calls during the day and get really good calls, and I can edit it and make it, you know, I can make it move and make it fast-paced, mm-hmm. you know, because a lot of times, I mean, like right now, I think you and I are doing good radio, we're talking, it's legitimate
yeah.
stuff that we're speaking about, but I'm saying a lot of times, you know, doing a prank show is tough because you really do never know what you're going to get. You know, you could make 15 phone calls before you get somebody who's going to respond the way you want. And, you know, what is it all for? I mean, sometimes I think the highest amount of listeners I ever had was like 72. And, you know.
That's fixed, though, man. We had the problem with the Shotcast stream. It's fixed. It'll take a month, but I know the numbers will come back up. We're getting to that time of year. And we're going to be listed out there. You know, we're starting
to
see people.
I put them on a brand new server.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was ever a server issue though. Now that I'm starting new.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is, dude, it's working now. It's working like a charm. It's always up. And during the afternoon, the numbers are. I watch it. I monitor it from work. And we used to have like maybe 6-8 people on during the afternoon. We're back up in the 20s and 30s. In the afternoon.
Yeah, but I mean, think about it. 20, 30 people in the world listening.
It's
not even a freaking needle in a haystack.
I know. Well, we just got back on there. You see, those 20 or 30 people are going to become, you know, 40 and 50. They were up, you know, during the afternoon. We used to get like 60 people.
Bro,
listening.
We should be hundreds of people. Then I'd say something.
There's
got to
be something we got to, you know. There's
got to
be something we can do. We got
to watch the thing on Shoutcast. Listen, I do pranks like you because it's fun and I love it and it's a good time.
Right.
But I just, you know, I don't know, I'm just lately haven't been having a great time.
Hmm.
I've been working my ass off and I don't know, I'm just getting a little,
I love the show you did.
I'm sorry to hear that, dude. You do great shows. It's funny to have you on. I mean, I miss your Monday night show. I'm waiting to hear it, but I mean, look right now.
Show,
for example, here's
honestly, other than the fact that my last show had a live audience and it was out of a Japanese restaurant, it was a piece of shit. It was disorganized. There was no great pranks made, really. I mean, we tried. We called a Lebanon restaurant and tried to do some stuff, but. You know, the problem is, you got to picture the situation. We threw it together in like, you know, I took High Pitch there for dinner. Next thing you know, they want to do the show there. I run home, I bring all the crap over to do the show, set it all up. We actually filmed it. We set up cameras, this, that. And by the time we got on, I had no time to prep for the show. I had no time to get anything ready. So, like, the beginning of the show was exciting, and we did some stuff, and then it just really went nowhere. I was really, when I left there, I was like, okay, this is cool, we did it in a live spot, but the show really, you know, and I'll call a spade, when I suck, I suck, and it's not that I sucked, it just sucked.
It happens, man. You know, I've gone a whole month in a row where my show sucked. I mean, honestly, I didn't have one good prank call, I had audio problems, I had this and that. But, you know, and it was funny because I thought about quitting the show several times. Athena, right, you can attest to that. Then I asked you several times, should I just stop doing this show because it's not fun anymore and because there's too much drama involved with it with people around here and you know, certain people out there with the drama, you know? And but I said, you know what, I have fun doing it. And you know what gets me always, Lego, there's always people out there. Even if it's just, for me,
personally, if there's 30 people out there listening to me right now, look, right now, there's 33 people on PCU, there's 5 people on my personal server, and there's there's 19 people on T-Big Radio who simulcast me. So we're talking 57 people who are listening to my show. To me, that could be 20 people, and I'm happy, because that's 20 people who are taking time out of their day, out of their night, to listen to me because they enjoy it. And the phone's been ringing off the hook tonight and everything.
Well, now that's one way of looking at it. But you know, do you ever think that maybe that's 20 people that are the same 20 people that are always on that?
Yeah, it can be more.
You know, like you gotta. One thing I gotta say is, and this is not a diss to anybody, because one thing that I love about PCU is every. It's like we're our own little family. But we're all. Are we all that pathetic? Are we all? Do we all have pathetic little lives that we're on this fucking radio every night and in this chat room pranking people?
It gives me something. You know what? We're not doing something right that we don't have over 100 listeners a night. And it's not saying that we're fucked up and we're stupid or something. I'm just saying that there's something that we need to do to get this out, because we have the ability to get to 100, 200, 300 people every night.
But I'm saying, you put the effort into doing your show. I do the same thing. I mean, I go on MySpace, I've created a MySpace page,
I
go around to all the MySpace pages, and I put up, you know, comments and this and that. I'm even, like, pushing people at Tech TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've become friendly with a couple of people on Attack of the Show, and I've been, like, really trying hard to get them to do like, a little blurb on us. If you ever watch it, they have something called The Feed.
Yeah, I know. I watch it. I get that.
Yeah.
You know Kevin Rose?
Yeah, well, I know Kevin. Kevin just got like $60 million
company. So they say, but I've traded emails with him, different emails telling him about my thing. You know, my show and PCU, and I'm trying to see if we can get that exposure. There's got to be.
Well, he might do something. If you can get an article written, if you can get some reviews written, he might be able to do something with you on Dignation, you know. But he's really freaking busy right now. You're better off, you know. I've been hitting Kevin Pereira. I've been hitting Olivia Munn.
Yeah.
I even have been hitting guys like Chris Gore, Anna David. You know, Zach, Will O'Neill, I've been hitting them all, and they respond to me, and they, you know, they're like, yeah, you know, da 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 da, and we'll see, you know, I mean, at least, you know, there was a time I couldn't even get them to respond, so at least now they know who I am, and they're being cool, and we'll see. But like with Kevin Rose, I think what Kevin could probably do, if anything, is if he got like an article of ours, you know, about you or PCU on Dignation, that's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
We that's the kind of exposure we need. The problem is, I don't know if I ever told you this story about, you know, when I started doing the prank show back in 1998, we did it, you know, we did it through like 2000, 2001, whatever it was. Maybe even 2002, I think that's when we stopped. But
prank the world.
Whatever it was, you know, Sirius Radio was in its infancy, and I was doing I was actually an engineer with a band that was on Sirius Radio, and I was up there, and I was speaking to the program director, and I got pretty friendly with them, and they loved the idea of doing a prank show, a comedy show, you know, on their comedy channel, and we went back and forth a bunch of times, and the reason they didn't do it then was, I think, the reason they don't do it now, and it's simply because of the legality.
Yeah, the liability. I told Zola this last week. There was a dude here, Drew Garabo, did a night show, and he used to always do prank calls, and it was a big hit here locally. But after a while, he got told, look, you can't do this unless you tell the people they're on the air. That's a legal thing. So every time he did a call, he would have to start out with, you know, you're on my radio show, or you're on the air, or something like that. And he did it for a while, but it doesn't work after all. You know, I mean, how does that work, dude? Like, if I wanted to make a CD, like the Jerky Boys, they had to get permission from people to
all right. Look, there's a fine line. There's a fine line between love and hate. All right, me and AP the Gimp, who you might have heard like once or twice because he came in and did a couple of shows with me over the past year. When we started the Pranksters, we were originally called the Pranksters, and this was after the Gross Tape. We did a Prankster CD, which was like the Jerky Boys, only the difference was our stuff was much more vulgar.
Okay.
And we did it. We put it out ourselves. We sold a lot of copies of it, and we never got any permission from anyone to do anything. And our philosophy was, if we got sued, good. It's good publicity.
It's exposure. It's more exposure, and you actually make out on the end.
Yeah, it is. But the other thing too is you got to remember we put it out independently, so we didn't have like a major label like Sony or Atlantic like the Jerky Boys did. We had no company that was no company like if you bought the Pranksters, there was no information to even contact us on. The only person that would get in trouble is the record store that sold it. But there was never any problem with it. And my feeling is if you put out your own CD, you'd have no problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to put out a CD and get picked up by a decent independent indie label or a major label, they wouldn't take it unless you had releases.
So that's what the Jerky Boys did. They get releases, right?
Well, they did and they didn't. Some they did, some they didn't.
A lot of their shit is staged, though, man. A lot of their shit was staged.
Yep.
You know? And people don't realize that. You know, the Jerky Boys are big and all that. A lot of their shit, you can tell it's Kamal talking to whatever his name is, Johnny B or whatever the fuck that guy's name is. What's his name?
Yeah, no, a lot of it's not real.
A lot of it's not real, but it's funny.
Did you ever hear the original Prankster stuff?
I heard the tapes that they released, that one of them released with their stuff from way back, and it wasn't that...
If you go on PrankTheWorld.com and you listen and you click on archives, there's a prank there called Man with a Van. That's the kind of shit we used to do. And it was really raw, really vulgar. To me, that was the signature of what the Pranksters was, what we were doing. And, you know, we would just to give you an idea, Paulito, we would spend a day in my condo, me and AP the Gimp, we would spend the whole freaking day from 11 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night just in the room with Pro Tools making pranks. And we'd probably get two or three calls by the end of the day that were good enough to edit and put up on a CD.
Right.
I mean, and I'm talking, you know, we'd make 50, 60 pranks that day.
Mm-hmm. That's how it is, though, man. I've been working, what, a whole year, and I think I have enough now to make a good CD, you know?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's the only problem with the live show. Here's the other problem. And we're trying to get more. See, that's why I think you need to have things that are in the can, because you have I like your show. The more and more I listen to it, the more and more I like it. And same with Sean Ward. I didn't really get Sean Ward at the beginning, even though he's not doing it really anymore, but I didn't get him too much at the beginning. And then once I got his humor, I really liked him too. But the problem is that if I didn't know you and I was on the Stern Fan Network, I saw your post and said, let me check out Madhouse Radio, the pranks, let me see this. And I came into the show tonight, for instance, and you you started the show and blah blah blah. You know, all of a sudden, and I didn't know, and I didn't really understand what was going on here, and I didn't hear the pranks. I might get disenchanted.
Right. I don't know. Here's what I'm thinking. Let me interrupt real quick. Why don't we just do something where we do like a? We need to get. I'll do it. I swear to God, I'll sacrifice the time. We took the best out of my show, out of your show, out of Kitty K's show, made one MP3, released that as release, play that on one night that no one else is on PCU, and also release it as a podcast, and also post it somewhere, you know, so that way you don't have the live show where it's hit, you and I can both admit it's hit or miss. We can have good shows, we can have bad shows, but if we took...
What you're saying is it could be our weekly wrap-up show where we take the best of all the shows of the week.
Exactly. You do that, let's say we do it on every Tuesday night, we release a podcast at every Tuesday night, we also play it on PCU, we also post it on PCU.com or whatever, PCUradio.com,
and promote that.
MySpace pages, we spam it out.
Exactly. And just
that. I mean, that could be pretty cool. I think that's a good idea.
And then the niche for the people who are super fans, let's say, or whatever, listen to the live shows on Thursday with me on whenever you do your show. You know what I mean? But that way, you know, the core audience is going to be something, people who can listen on their own time. Not everybody can listen at 10 o'clock at night.
Here's the problem with that. And I don't mean to sound negative. I'm just trying to throw all the different scenarios at you. The problem with that one, I think, is, to do that, to sit there and go through my show, your show, KDK, and Zolar, that's time-consuming.
It is.
And it's time-consuming to edit it together correctly. I mean, if I was doing it, it would take me almost half a day to a day to do it.
That's a job right there. That's the problem. But
and
you know how awesome it would be, though?
Shit,
do you know how awesome if we had the best calls from Zolar's show, the best calls from my show, the best call from Lego's show, the best calls from KDK's show, the best talking, the best callers, people calling in, and we made it into one show. If there was a way to do that, if we promoted that as the heart of PCU itself, that would be perfect.
Do two a month.
I think that's a good idea, but the two problems are, is the time it would take to really edit a show like that, unless every week, like one week you commit to do it, one week I commit to do it, one week KDK, I don't think we can commit Zolar to do it because he barely knows how to turn his fucking computer on.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, it's not a bad idea, you know, but I can't say to you, hey, I'll always have the time to do it. And I can't say, you know, and the other thing, too, is any of us can't say that. And then the problem comes to, how do we make, okay, so let's say we build this thing up, you know, how are we really going to make money with this? Because ultimately, it would be nice to get even though we do this because we love it, if we're spending a lot of time on it and taking away time from other things, how do we get compensated?
It just takes a little bit. It takes to the point where as long as it's a good product, and I'm 100% convinced, I have that kind of faith in it, that the best of our four people, the best of that on, let's say, like Milkman is sitting in the background, you can't hear him, but everybody hears him, he hears you, that, you know, let's say twice a month, we release the best of 2 weeks of all the calls and all the talking and all that, let's say, whatnot, into one show that we could release every 2 weeks, or maybe every 1 week or whatever. Probably 2 weeks is more of a more conservative of an estimate.
Right.
I think that's very marketable, and that's as the word gets around and it spreads like wildfire, and the opportunities just present themselves as far as advertising. We make one website where we can post it on a constant basis. But the whole thing is, you know, I'll take care of the podcast. I have the podcasting thing down to a science right now, to be honest with you. Every week, I have the time enough where I put my show on there and my pranks. And I got a good number of people who listen to it, but nothing to hark about. If someone would provide me with, if I can't listen to every show every night, it's impossible.
How do you know how many people are downloading your podcast? It shows up on iTunes?
Feedburner.com. Feedburner is a website that you can use that'll tell you how many people subscribe to it, how many people uploaded from it on that day. On a daily basis, it gives you an update of your stats.
Now, how does Feedburner do that? You do your XML through Feedburner?
No, they just track it for me. They have a way that they have their bots or whatever that track it. I can tell, I get like five people that listen through their PSPs, their PlayStation Portables. I got three people on my Yahoo. I got some people on iTunes. I got some people this other way through Firefox. I don't know. But what I'm trying to get at is, you know, if someone could provide me with, just tell me, okay, here's Zolar's entire show from Friday. The good pranks were here, 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 and here. At this time, I mean, not even that time. Just tell me there were these good pranks around this time. I can go in, I can edit it, and I can make it into a whole thing. I'd have to have it provided to me. I can't be there every night. But if there was a way for me to get the archives of everybody's show on a daily basis.
Yeah, even that, or like maybe a listener could tell you, like keep track of it.
Yeah, hang on, Milkman. Go ahead, Milkman. Hang on. Go ahead, Milkman.
I record almost every live show.
Milkman says
I
he records.
Give you what I have. Every
Milkman.
Night.
Milkman says he records every live show just about, and he could provide me. So, I mean, I don't know. That's just a brainstorming thing. I don't know. That's a way for us to get the word out.
Yeah.
Combined, our talent is really good. The four of us, you know, Sean Ward does a show occasionally. He hasn't done a show in months. I don't even count him anymore. I mean, he's cool. He's a good friend of mine. He's called it. He hung out with me here. He came. He stayed at my house here. And he's a good friend of mine and a brother, but he doesn't do a show all the time. He's got his own thing going on.
Really? He came? I didn't know he came there.
Yeah, he stayed here for a whole week just about. In January, and we did two shows together here, actually. We had a great time. He's a great guy, but he's got other things. He's got a comic book, and he's got TV shows that he does and stuff in Canada, and he's busy.
Yeah, that's what I heard, man. That's cool.
No, he's a very talented guy, and he's a great prank caller, I'll tell you what. But anyway, look, if the Jerky Boys could do it, if the Jerky Boys could sell and make a lot, you know, a decent amount of money, and even do a movie in the 90s. They did a movie and everything, and they're pretty famous with a lot of people right now for doing prank calls. We can do it. We, as combined, between me, Carlito, Lego, Zolar, and KDK, we are talented, way more talented than the Jerky Boys could have ever hoped to have been. So, that's...
Well, you know, I agree to that, but... Again, you know, with the Jerky Boys, I just burped and fucking threw up in my mouth a little.
Ooh, that's nasty.
Yeah,
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I enjoy being able to remember what I ate for dinner.
It burns my nose.
So, so what I'm saying is that but the first Jerky Boy CD was good.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it was good was because... It was fresh.
It was new.
And that's the problem we have right now. Anything that comes out now is compared to the Jerky Boys. And let me tell you, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but around the time that I had put out the Gross Tape, there was already, I could count at least 15, 20 other prank call CDs that came out before. This is before the internet.
Yeah.
This was right after the Jerky Boys had made their success.
We're talking 94, 95, and 93. Yeah. I remember this point in time.
And there was a lot of other guys, you know, that put out CDs that were not near as successful as the Jerky Boys.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, you're up against a few things, and that's the problem. But
yeah,
hey, listen, I would, if you're down and everyone else is down, I would go for it.
I'm down, dude. I will do. Like I said, I have the whole podcasting process. Fine, I'll post it on my website. Oh, if you give me access, I'll post it on one of your servers. If you wanna go ahead.
Your server is where? Who do you get your server from?
Madhouse Live. I get it through Yahoo, and I get a shitty deal, but I started with them, and that's who I'm with. I'll be happy to change it over.
What are you paying?
Like,
you know,
I think it's like $13 a month right now for shit. I'm around 60% capacity of my server space right now.
When you're ready, bring your shit over. I'll fucking hook you.
Okay. Yeah, get with me. We'll do that. That'd be great. But I will volunteer to do the whole podcasting thing. If people provide me with the ripped streams of the shows, I don't have a problem. If they tell me where the good stuff is, I'll do it.
Earth Dog volunteered.
And Milkman is telling me that Earth Dog is volunteering to help out. I mean, that's how it starts right there.
Earth Dog, you know, he's really... He's a good guy. He does a lot for the show.
Okay.
And you know, like guys like Earth Dog and Lonesome Loser and The Dead, you know, like The Dead, even like that guy, he could be controversial sometimes, but let me tell you, man, that kid gets out into the IRC, he's out on Skype.
He breaks his back.
MySpace.
He breaks his back
a
for
lot of promotion.
Yeah, he breaks his back for PCU promoting us, you're right, and stuff like that's why I still do the show. People like The Dad and Lonesome Loser every night, confirming numbers.
Yep.
You know what I mean? People like Earth Dog, people like Jew, people like, you know, James Nefarious, Brandon Vegas, people have been listening to the show for a whole listening to me for a whole year, been nothing but supportive and stuff, and you know what I mean? If, let's say, prank call radio.
I mean, everybody you just said, are, you know, they're PCU listeners, you know?
Yeah. But we need to step it up a notch. We conquered that at this point, the whole niche thing, the whole underground thing, that's done. You know, okay, yeah, we're underground, but let's can be more than that. I mean, I don't know, let's say we just turn prank call. You own prankcallradio.net, right?
I own prankcallradio.com.
Prankcallradio.com, perfect. Right there, we make that the focus of the podcast, let's say, right now.
It's doing nothing right now.
Let's say that, okay, prankcallradio.com, we make it its own thing, we promote that, we put, the best, you know, here's what we do. We put all, you know, my entire show, we'll put it up on there. We'll put your whole show on there whenever you do it. We'll put all of Zolar's show every week on there. All of KDK's show, if he's down with it, on there.
Well, he'll be down with it. Well, like, you know what? I mean, KDK could be weird with things, but it's, you know, if it's something that's positive that's going to promote everybody, of course he will.
And then we do the whole best of thing and promote that to the max on a weekly, biweekly, monthly basis, whatever it takes. Honestly, we can get those kind of listeners here. Even if it's not listeners live, if we know that there's people who are listening to the show, people like Kevin Rose and Leo Laporte, they don't go by their live listeners. They don't even do live shows. They just release a podcast on a weekly basis.
Right, right.
But, I mean, they're getting deals left and right
and
stuff.
But bro, again, you're talking about, like Kim and I were even talking about Kevin. Who I really like Kevin a lot, and you know, I think, you know, the thing with Kevin and Leo is, you know, they had all those years of Screensavers and Attack of the Show, you know, behind them.
There's other people though. There's people there who just started in podcasting, and Kevin Pereira, he started doing a weekly internet show. That's how he started. He was like 17. And he did a weekly podcast, and he ended up getting picked up by G4 and stuff. That's how he started. We can totally do that. There's tons of people who just do a podcast every month.
Really?
There's tons
I didn't
of
know that about him.
There's podcasts out there that get thousands upon thousands of hits, and people who are into them and stuff like that, and they get, you know, they get their name out there, you know, and that's all they do. We can
well,
talk. That's the new. You know, I mean, we
yeah,
can.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to do the show live this Monday night with High Pitch. But you know, with High Pitch, he's not really. You know, he's not really a good. You know, he's a nice guy. I don't think he's a great caller. You know, he doesn't like. He's just. You know, every time I give it to him, give him the thing.
Notoriety.
He's like, "What's up, bitch?" You know, like, you know, it's the same thing over and over again. He doesn't come up with anything. He doesn't get it.
Yeah, but does he stink? Real quick, let me interrupt. Does he smell bad?
He can, yeah.
Okay.
Who told you that?
I just hear that, you know, from the show, from the Stern show, that he's got
the guy. I mean, you know, he could take a shot at it, but, you know, whatever. He's really, here's the deal with him is, truthfully, he's a nice guy. He's kind of got the mentality of a child.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really, in a lot of ways, very innocent, you know? I mean, that's, I don't know how else to describe him, but what I think I'm going to do with my show is I'm going to do the show live this Monday. And then I think what I'm going to do the following week, you know, just to test it out, is I think I'm going to put most of the show in the can. Meaning, I'll come on live, but I think most of the show is going to be canned. Because
okay.
It'll enable me to keep the pace up and keep the quality up.
Dude,
and
why not?
If I can do that...
Mm-hmm.
It'll keep the listeners obviously more interested.
Here's an idea. Do you remember when I was unemployed and I was doing shows in the afternoon? Remember how cool that was?
Yeah.
Okay, because, you know, it's obviously it's better to do a prank call during the day. You know, let's do a bunch
call
of...
it earlier.
Do prank calls in the day, record them, separate them out, the good shit,
and at night just come on and say, hey, you know, this is Lego, blah, 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 talk some bullshit, here's this prank call, play it. Come back,
exactly.
Talk about
well,
the prank call.
Do. I actually have a program, a software program, if you want, I can give you a copy of it. It's a, it's you know what a cart program is? You know, like at a radio station? They
yeah, they use the cars, they load the cars
right, well,
with the
bits. This is software where it puts like, you got like 50 boxes on your computer screen.
Okay.
And in each box, you'd drag an MP3 in it. As soon as you click it, it starts to play.
Dude, that's awesome. I need that.
Yeah, I'll give you a copy of it. I have it for Windows and Mac, so it works for both.
Okay.
It's like free. I'll send you the link.
Okay. I mean,
but,
I'm
going to start doing that and see how it goes.
It's more consistent that way, dude, honestly. Because, you know, every time someone listens in, they're guaranteed a good show. They're guaranteed something funny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is if you don't have that, then there's no guarantee. And if you have a new listener listening for the first time and they don't know what's going on, they're going to be like, fuck this.
Yeah, what if, you know, someone listens for the first time and it's like, you know, we're having trouble, we're not getting any good pranks. You know, I try to mix it up with, you know, Cloned and Milkman. We try to talk about, you know, what's going on. We talk some bullshit. When Andy was here hanging out with me, we would talk some shit too, you know what I mean? But, I mean, when it comes down to it, if people want to listen for pranks, you know, and you have a good night, that's great. That's all and good. But if we can guarantee every time that someone's going to, you know, that we're going to have something good, something funny going on, that's when people are going to keep listening on a constant basis. And they'll tell their friends because they can guarantee, hey, man, look, you know, this guy, this people, PCU, it's like four or five different people who do prank calls, and they're always funny. You know what I mean? They always have something good. You know, there's a reason to listen to the show. There's no chance that you're going to get a show where it's just them talking about the fucking war in Israel or something like that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Will it work out? I don't know.
You know, dude, you know who else edits pranks pretty good is EarthDog.
EarthDog does a great job. He's a great editor. He does something incredible, dude. He's a very good contributor. People like Lonesome Loser get us the numbers. EarthDog is really good with audio. If we combine his talent, dude, and we did a monthly or a weekly or a biweekly production, whatever we could manage, you know, I really think there's nothing that could stand in the way of PCU becoming something else than what it is. Honestly, that's...
Yeah, maybe we could even, like, on prankcallradio.com, we could start our own, like, a new forum there. Like, I know KDK has the forum. KDK's website is cool, but it's very all over the place. If prankcallradio.com became the site for the podcast and also a site maybe for the, you know, you put up the bulletin, put a really nice forum on there, and maybe we could eventually do a thing like what Stern Fan Network has, you know, be a support, a show supporter, click, you know, here, send us 20, I mean, you know, come on, if a lot of people listening, what's $25, you know?
Yeah.
And then maybe we could all put a little money in our pockets for our effort. Because, you know, I think we all, you know, I'm not like...
Yeah, I mean, not to be, you know, getting... I mean, for me, if it was not for profit, you know what I mean, enough to sustain itself, that's perfect. If I can make a few bucks on the side, you know, pay for my gas bill, that's fine. I'll do it.
Listen, I don't want to get... I don't want to burn our listeners, and I don't want to get rich... But I'm saying at the beginning, at least the support would help, and then afterwards, once the site's getting like, you know, once I could show somebody, hey, the site's getting, you know, 100,000 unique hits a day, well, hey, you put up some Google AdWords, you sell some advertising, you know, I mean, like you know, you'd be surprised how much, you know, you can make some decent extra money, and that would help.
That would be great. Dude, you know what? I'm down. I mean, if you're serious about it, I'll be serious about it. You know, get with me. You have my number. I'll give you whatever numbers you need. I'll call you. I don't have a problem. I'll talk to you anytime. We'll do what we need to do planning-wise, you know, whatever I can do.
I'm coming back Monday. I'm doing my show Monday night, and I will call you Tuesday. And
okay.
We'll in between there, maybe you can talk to KDK.
Okay,
because I'm not going to be, you know, I'm not going to be around. And then I'll talk to you Tuesday, and we'll start to put things in motion.
Yeah, the calls out there, anybody who can get involved, EarthDog, Lonesome Loser, anybody out there who listens to,
I'll help.
If you just listen weekly to KDK's show, if you record it for some reason, if you for your own purposes,
I recorded.
You know, we'll figure it out. Send it to me. Send it to Lego. Send it to whoever. Send it, you know, whoever it is, and we'll work something out. And we're gonna, you know, I'm down for it. I think out of all of us, if we all work together, you know, with minimal effort, I think we could produce a product that on a regular basis, may it be weekly or monthly or whatever, we can do something where we can promote the shit out of this. And
that's what I was trying to do with the classic PCU feed, but you know, I didn't have time to do it all myself.
Yeah, that's the problem. You know, when it comes down to one person, you know, it's hard. I do what I can for my show, and I get my base number of listeners, but we could all combined, we could do much more than that, honestly, with you. You know, to be honest with you, we can definitely do much more than that. So
Right on. All right, so I'll give you a buzz Tuesday, and we'll go from there.
Man, you want to do a call real quick, man, before we let you go, or you got to go?
Do a great
call.
Yeah,
man, I'm going to go.
Oh, he's going to go.
Shot.
That's fine, Lego, man. Well, have a good night, man. Like I said, get with me. We'll get this shit down. We'll listen to you on Monday, too, man.
All right, my brother.
All right. Have a good night. Peace out.
Hey, feel good. Take care of yourself.
Hey, no problem. I'll take care of it. I got it under control, my friend.
You got
you
it.
Too,
I'll definitely
man.
Be listening, all right, Lego.
Love you.
Love you? Did I just tell Lego I loved him? That's kind of gay. What happened to Clone Homegrown?
He said he had to go, man.
He had to go?
I think he had to crash, man.
Is he upset that I had him on mute?
No. I think he just got too bombed out.
I guess so. Man, we bullshit with him for like 30 minutes, man. How long was that call?
Really? Cool.
We had a long conversation
with him. That was a
great call, man. Yeah, man.
No, but it hit a lot of good, important points there, man. And
it's moving.
Really,
no, man, it's moving. It's moving too slow. This whole thing is moving too slow, you know.
Everybody
what I mean?
That's listening can see there's a lot of valid points there.
Yeah.
And that by pulling in a few strings here and there, as a group, our power as a group will force out upon the unsuspecting world, man, a new force.
Yeah, there's totally the potential for this to be a lot bigger than it can be. And all it takes is a little
look
effort.
Look at all the stuff KDK's right. done. Look at yeah. the stuff we've done. Look at all these people who's been around here for a long time. Look at all these guys who's come around. They're so creative.
Mm-hmm.
If we could bottle it up and steal the finest points of it and get people biting on that, then they'll figure out what flavors they like. Then they'll, man, I want to hear the rest of that. Man, that Carlito is a nut, man.
Yeah, and then they'll listen on.
Talk,
then
man,
then
what's
they'll
his show like.
Yeah, then they'll listen on a weekly basis or whatever it takes. You know what I mean? You know, it's gonna
right.
take. It's gonna take one
once,
big
it's like,
effort.
It's like
to,
a pack of bubble gum.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna go through and you're going, oh man, I like the red stripe. Oh no, I like the blue ones. Nah, I like the green one. You know, and you're gonna eat all them first.
Everybody has a different.
And then once you figure
flavor.
Out which one you like, oh man, I'm gonna get all red gum, man. I'm gonna go to the red gum show.
Yeah. So will it work out? I said I'm totally down for it. I don't know if Lego is. I don't know if other people out there who are listening. Milkman, you record everything.
I record everything.
You record everything,
and
right?
Actually, now, yeah. Anything that's live, I record. I even record Jupe's crap.
Okay, so, you know, that's perfect. And, you know what? If you record everything, if you make those available, let's say, if we had a way for you to make that available, you make that available to me, someone else out there tells me.
If I got time, I'll even edit out the calls.
Perfect. Or someone else can just.
And then what I'll do.
All someone else has to do
not working.
Is tell me, hey.
Get an account on USendIt for free.
Whatever.
And then I can do them on USendIt to you.
Whatever it takes, man. It'll totally work out.
You can just pick them up whenever you want that way, you see. I don't have to wait until you're on there.
Recluse calling in.
I just do a link and
Recluse calling
about
in.
About time, that bastard.
Oh, okay, Recluse calling in. We lost.
Need to do a Bruno Vega.
We lost Clone. Well, let's get Recluse on the line here.
Do a Bruno Vega.
Oh, shit. Recluse, you're on the air.
Dick, please.
Hey, man, what's up, Recluse? How you doing, bro?
Dick, please.
Jesus Christ, you're a freak, you know that?
Why, what's up?
Nothing. Nothing's up. Just wanted to say you're a freak. How you been, bro?
I've been doing good.
Yeah? How's the studio going, man?
It's fucking busy as fuck.
Good. You said you're getting into country now, huh?
No. Fuck no.
Man, you're still dealing with the blacks?
Nah, not them either. Get rid of them Blakes.
The Blakes?
Yep. What
the hell's that? A white guy?
The Blick.
Oh.
What we honkies like to call them.
Okay.
Man, Blick.
Okay, so.
I'm trying to do fucking metal, actually. I like metal.
Metal you like, huh?
It's, I mean, bands, any kind of rock bands, but I mean, it's just more, for some weird reason, there's like tons of metal bands around here, so.
Yeah. Must be the new thing in Cleveland, Ohio.
What's that?
Must be the new thing in Cleveland, Ohio.
Columbus. Well, it's where fucking Dimebag got shot.
It's
right
down the street.
Probably deserved it. I'm sorry. That's not
nice.
Nah,
I dig him. There's a lot of shit. A lot of rappers that fucking deserve it. They want to talk the game. They fucking shot.
That's some shit.
Become a hero.
Yeah, you've been listening to the whole Lego thing that we had going on here, man?
Oh, just now? Yeah, a little bit of it.
Yeah, what do you think? Do you think combined, if we took the best out of the four shows and shit, you think maybe we can produce a product that would get big out there? I agree. I think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see?
The best stuff and chop it down, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It just has to be some editing and shit done, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The biggest bitch, I tell you what, the biggest bitch, though, is fucking, like, they were talking about on Stern the other day, is how, like, you have to get fucking permission.
Yeah.
That is the biggest son of a bitch. I don't know if I could ever do that.
Listen, there's a way around that.
Because I really like to give it to people, you know, and fucking get them pissed. And I feel real weird about calling them back and asking.
There's a way around it.
Hey, Milkman says there's a way around it. Milkman, what's the way around that, dude?
Now, KDK is pointing this out, and you're talking also to Reclude, and he knows also, if you alter the pitch of the voice just slightly,
if you alter the pitch of the voice.
So it doesn't sound naturally like the person originally when they spoke.
Said it.
Just, I mean, a few pitches.
Just
I mean,
few
you
pitches.
Know, we're not talking very much. A few hints.
It'll be enough.
Enough
really?
To alter it. Then it doesn't matter.
Okay, Milkman. No, got it. Is that for real, Reclude? Do you agree with that?
Them.
I don't know.
That's an interesting thing. If you alter the pitch of the voice.
Said,
well,
I mean,
they
I
could never prove it.
I mean, I'd like to run it through a lawyer first.
Yeah, probably. Want to hire? Well, Lego's a Jew. He must have some lawyers in his family. I'm sure he does. I'm sure he's got an uncle or a brother or something.
I wish I knew the answer to that. That's a good question.
That's a good question. It is a good question, man. We should find out.
Like, if you call, see, the thing is like Richard and Sal were calling up that fucking the TV show.
Yeah.
Where they couldn't do anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't. So that's one thing. I'm trying to figure out why the hell that they don't have to get those people's permission.
Hey, Jupe is reminding me in the chat room. Jupe in the chat room that okay, it's five shows. Like, Jupe does a show two weekly. I'm sorry, I failed to remember that. I'm sorry. He's more the second string show, but yes, Jupe also would be involved in the whole thing. I'm sorry.
They do some great pranks.
They do some great pranks. They do good stuff, yeah.
They did funny shit since they were, I mean, fucking damn, when they were real young.
They were like 11 and shit, and they were doing funny
they
stuff,
were doing
yeah.
Funny ass shit. They had people, I mean, they get people talking.
Yeah, and that's a different market right there. That's a totally different market that, you know, that this, that a said best of PCU thing could fucking hit, you know?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I've seen his MySpace, and he's got some hot-looking broads on there.
He does. He's got some hot-looking 16-year-olds, man. And
fucking
hey,
I might have to take me a road trip. wear one of them fetish masks.
We're going to Thailand. Thailand.
Thailand,
baby.
Guess that's what you do after you murder a beauty queen.
You go to Thailand and take a nice, long, 10-year vacation, that's for sure.
What a punk ass.
No, I was saying earlier, I think that was Prankmaster who got caught for that. I really, when I first heard the story, I thought it was Prankmaster.
Sean Benet.
Earthdog is saying that he could help us with the Zolar portion of calls, and we can send the Lego KDK and other people's calls to me and stuff like that. That'd be awesome. We got a lot of
people. Somebody should check on that. I don't know how the hell you would find out.
Yeah.
Like, about that pitch thing. But that's relatively easy. I mean, you could do that in any... pretty much any kind of...
I could do that easily. I could do that in three clicks of the mouse right here.
Prove that it sounds like the same
everybody
guy.
Could, yeah.
Yeah, that's a totally good idea. I don't know if it's legit, then
I
hell
mean,
yeah.
That's the point. Somebody needs to... I don't know how the hell fuck you would... I mean, I have a cousin that's a lawyer, but she don't fucking deal with anything like that. Now.
Right.
I'm
going
to ask her. She's a... I don't know.
We could prank the chipmunks all every month, every week. Pranking the chipmunks.
You could do, I mean... You know what? I think that there might be something to that because basically, it's like most of them wouldn't even fucking. Honestly, most people won't
recognize.
Know.
Yeah,
they're not gonna remember that shit.
Yeah, it had to be a thing where they remember the exact call and for some reason heard the.
They would have had to record
the podcast.
People weren't into pranks. Like,
yeah,
most people don't sit around listening to pranks.
Yeah, exactly. I think that would totally work, dude. I really think that will work. Even if we just a few decibels changed, whatever you want to call it, decibels, whatever it's called, you probably know better than I do.
Well, it's like a few cents. You change, you transpose it like a couple cents or...
Yeah.
Well, not a couple. You'd have to do more than that. You'd have to do it like... The thing is all you have to do is just go in and edit to where it's... Like, try... I mean, when you talk at the same time, that's going to be the bitch.
Right. Yeah. Because it'll change your voice, too.
You've got a couple notches.
Yeah, but then you can just re-record it.
Actually, alter the whole thing. That's the whole thing. Alter the caller.
Yeah, Milkman says alter the whole thing. I don't know. That'd be weird. Hey, you want to do a prank call real quick, Rick Lou?
No, I don't do those.
You don't do prank calls at all, bullshit? You don't do prank calls.
Do Bruno Vega. Bruno Vega's been requested.
Milkman is begging for Bruno Vega.
For now.
Oh, yeah?
But that's it. I mean...
Are you coming back ever, you think, man?
I don't know, man. Yeah. I'm fucking busier than a motherfucker. If I ever get a better schedule, I probably will.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'll try.
You never know.
If you guys will have me back, I'll try.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, in a second I'll have you back, man. No problem with that.
I just have to get a fucking schedule where I can...
Want Bruno Vega.
Crazy right now.
Yeah, Milkman wants a Bruno Vega call. You want to call the Cyberbean Internet Cafe in Hawaii?
Let's get some exotic locales. What the fuck time is it? It's like 5? It's like what? Like 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock, yeah. 6 o'clock in Hawaii, yeah.
Alright, let's think about a premise. Nah, fuck it. Who cares?
Fuck it. We'll just do it. Well, we got
Bean Coffee.
Cafe.
Yeah, Bean Coffee. There you go.
Tell him he's Bruno Vega.
Okay, my little fucking half-spit.
And he got a little bean sack,
you know,
and coffee, Jose Cuervo.
Yeah, okay.
And then he was looking at brown nipples.
Brown nipples.
There you go.
I like pink nipples myself.
Yeah, but that's what they got over there. You got to...
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, they got the brown Asian nipples.
Brown nipples.
Yeah, they got the hair on it, too.
Oh, that's horrible.
I'm sorry, it's true.
I saw
true.
Broad Widows, and I fucking pulled the shirt right back up.
You're like, fuck it. Sorry, I can't do this. It's funny. Nope, not going to happen. Sorry, honey. Okay, we'll call the Cyberbean Internet Cafe in Hawaii, where a woman named Alexi answered about a half hour ago, and we'll see what happens. We'll be right back after this. Hang on, everybody.
All right. Hey, listen.
Excuse me?
You let people look at whatever they want to down there?
Oh, not whatever you want.
Because I got my son down there. He said he saw some... He was looking at this guy.
He went down
there. My son is about 12.
Mm-hmm.
And he go down there. He said this guy was looking at the brown nipples. Down there looking at all sorts of stuff. I don't want to... What kind of place you run?
Excuse me, sir?
My son... Should not be looking at brown nipples or stuff like that.
It's
kind of junk.
Excuse me, sir.
Listen,
hold
you
on,
don't give me
start.
Some kind of brown nose attitude with your spick ass. All right, listen. You don't talk to me this way.
Okay, you know what? You're going to have to call back and talk to the owner at another time. You can come in, leave your name. But you have no reason to talk to me like this.
Listen, what are you from the valley? You fucking valley girl? I'm going to talk to you, and make sure you don't have a job. You're going to be living under a palm tree. Hello?
That's great.
Call it back.
Hang on. I'm taking...
Warm.
Give me a second here. We've got to wait for the bitch to come back.
Hello?
Huh? Hello?
Hey, Jew.
What do you want? Hang on, I'm waiting for the, waiting for the fucking bitch to come back so I can do another call. Without having to disconnect.
The number, you wish
there we go.
You can't.
I got her. Hang on. I'm going to put her on right now.
Good evening, Dirty Dog. Can I help you?
Listen, you want me to make those volcanoes overflow? You don't be letting my son go in there.
Okay.
Do you understand this?
I understand.
I'm a powerful man.
Okay.
I know how to make the volcano overflow and burn your asses.
Oh,
your
okay.
Your brown nipples.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Called the wrong number, but that was hilarious.
always a different place.
They called the Turkey Dog Tavern a steak. That was great. Hang on. When she comes back, I'll call the Cyber Bean Cafe again. Oh my god. She's probably wondering what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. Me too.
She's in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh shit.
That's funny. Hang on.
That's
funny.
Probably gets it all night.
She's right there where you live.
Okay, honey.
Aw, she took the phone off the hook. What a bitch.
What a fucking cunt.
Fucking cunt.
Brown nipples and all.
Brown nipples and all.
Brown hairy nipples.
Nasty has brown hairy nipples. Fucking Asian nipples.
I'm somewhere in Miami. Can we get some numbers in Miami?
I don't know if I have any.
Please
hang on.
The number you wish to
yeah, whatever you got, we'll work with it.
Yeah, we got the we got Flintstone Portable Mini Storage in Oregon. Hang
please
on.
Please enter the number you wish to call.
Thank you for calling Lego Washington Square. If you're hearing this message, you're either assisting other customers or we're not open.
The plane
is famous Washington Square. Incorrect code. Please enter again. Incorrect code. Please enter again.
I guess I can't get in. Okay. Oh well.
Piece of shit.
Piece of shit, motherfucker. Hang on, let me clear the line. Okay, the line is clear. Regular, thank you for calling. I think I'm going to call it tonight. It's late, man.
What, it's late?
Yeah, it's 1:10 a.m. I got to work tomorrow. I got to work two jobs tomorrow, fuck it.
Where do you work?
I'm working at Kmart, and I'm working at my regular job also during the day.
What's that?
It's like some kind of accounting job that I got going on.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, I got a Miami number here, though, if you want to do it real quick. 7-Eleven.
Yeah, let's do it.
7-Eleven in Miami. Here comes Bruno Vega with a 7-Eleven call to Miami.
Okay, we're going to take care of it.
Okay, motherfucker. Okay. Hang on, folks.
Hello? Is this 7-Eleven?
Yes.
Okay, I got a problem. I got a problem with you, pal. I knew it was you. Got you. I fooled you. I
oh.
Got you. You know my son been going in there, and you been selling him a T-Max.
Oh.
You
oh.
Know, he's 12 years old. His name is Rico. Why
no,
you been
sir.
Selling little keys, then?
Oh?
Don't you have any morals?
What?
I'm going to send you back on a raft. You're going to... Hello?
It was great. Hang on, I'm gonna try to call him back. Ooh, what? Huh? That's North Miami. That's like the rich part of Miami.
Oh, is it? Well, you know the rich people don't work at the 7-Eleven.
No, he's being bussed in from fucking Liberty City for sure. Liberty City is a fucking ghetto. Hang on, let me try him back again. Hang on.
What the comment from Liberty City?
God, I hate that noise. What is that?
Have you allowed me to help you?
Hi, did you come in from Liberty City, you cocksucker?
Hello?
I know you sold it to my son. Don't fuck around.
What
I come
happened?
Down there and I give you one slap. I might give you two slaps. Hello? Show yourself. Hello? What's the point, my son?
Show yourself.
Hello?
Is it sitting there?
Hello, did you talk on the phone?
I need you to do me one more favor.
Number you wish to call.
Talk to this Dunkin' Donuts guy. Hang on, man. Hang on. This guy is our weekly prank.
This is great. Like, it catches him off guard, even though it's really stupid.
You have insufficient funds.
Oh, this phone card is dead.
You wish to call.
Shit. Damn it, man. I really wanted you to call this guy. This guy's hilarious.
Call again later.
That's right.
I don't know if you know this Dunkin' Donuts guy, but we call him every week, and he's a Muslim, and he's angry all the time.
Oh, I never heard that.
Oh, man, he's fucking funny, but I think I'm out of phone cards.
Nah.
Damn it, man. All right.
We'll get him next week.
We'll get him next week. We'll pimp him out next week. All right.
Recluse, thanks for calling in, bro.
You have two cards. Remember, you had an extra
okay.
one.
All right, man. Take care.
Take it easy.
All right, bye.
Yeah. What you said?
You had an extra card, bro.
I got an extra card. Let me try to call Dunkin' Donuts real quick, and then we'll call it a night. We'll do our shout-outs after that, huh? Sounds good?
All right, man. That was a great comeback call, man.
That was. That was great. Reclude brought it up. He stepped it up a notch.
I love Rec, man.
Reclude does a great job, everybody. See if I can get this next prank here, and we'll call it. Hang on. Good show tonight, man.
Awesome show, man. We had a lot of visitors.
No, it's not working, dude. It's not taking it.
Switch the other card. Somebody else sent you a card.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We'll get it.
Ferris or somebody.
It's late. We'll get to next week, dude. It's all good. What's the what's the ending shout out shit that you always do? Go ahead and get that going right now, sir.
Alrighty then. Well, I'd like to give a big thanks out there, Madman, a wonderful provider here of our IRC channel boxing ring. Everybody come in and slap each other down and go back with their teeth and come back and do it another day. Big old Madman, thank you, brother man. Also, Dr. Lego, our very benevolent sponsor here, provides us with this wonderful stream that brings our fancy, wonderful voices in that tickle your earballs. Everybody out there here, this courtesy of Dr. Lego. Thank you, big Dr. Lego. Very generous man. Also, KDK, our wonderful, benevolent sponsor, the man with the foresight and the dream that is PCU. They gave us our break. Thank you so much, big KDK. Our Cerebro of the Prank World, we do owe you, every one of us. Thank you so much. You're the greatest. Also, yes. Carlito.
Yeah.
Carlito, you crazy freak. Madhouse nut militia leader, our great Errol General.
Yeah, that's
hail,
me.
Hail, hail to Carlito, man.
Yes.
We love you, man.
Yeah, thank you,
also,
Milkman.
Mr. Misery, we want to thank Mr. Misery for giving us this cool place to come in here and team speak, man.
Clone Homegrown for being
all,
on.
All of you are wonderful listeners.
Yeah,
we
let's
love you all. It's all about you. We do this all for you. You realize that we pay money every week to bring in enjoyment to you, and we are here just to bring wonderful things to you, and we love to hear your feedback and the fact that you do like to participate, and we like to have you become more involved with our show. As you heard tonight, there's a lot of new things going to be happening. All you people would like to get more involved, step right on up and give us a holler, because we'll
right.
definitely take you on.
Yep.
Thanks a
and
lot.
We'll definitely give you credit.
Thanks a lot, man. Enjoy that bong hit, man.
Yeah, Clone Homegrown, thanks for being on.
Over to you.
And Lonesome Loser, everybody who called in, I'd like to thank everybody who called in. Who we got? Brandon Vegas, Jonathan, Zolar, Dr. Lego called in, and Reclude called in. So thank you, everybody who called in tonight. Is that everybody? That's everybody. Jonathan,
yep.
Brandon Vegas.
That's right.
I'm looking here at the log, and then Zolar and Dr. Lego called in. So that's good. Good work, guys. We did a great show,
Yay.
Milkman. Thank you, Milkman, very much. Did an awesome job tonight.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thank
man.
You, Clone Homegrown.
Sure, man.
And be sure to visit us here, madhouselive.com, and check us out next week, next Thursday. Be sure to listen to Zolar tomorrow on here on PCU Radio. You'll hear him tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to call it a night. We'll see you next week. Have a good weekend, everybody. Take care.
Who the fuck is this, dude? I don't know. Who the fuck is this, dude? I just gave it to his face. The day you interrupted me. Oh, God. My kid's on the street, dude. We're going to straight beat your butt, buddy.
I'm going to.
Man, I. Hey, man. Oh, God. Man, you gay, man. You don't know who you is, dude. Who the fuck is this? You fucking pervert.
You know what I did?
Yeah, he's
scamming.
Oh, no, I
get my number. I got
your dirt. And I almost forgot. Jupe and the Monkey Phone Kids will be doing the show tomorrow at 8 p.m. on PCU. Jupe and the Monkey Phone Kids, Monkey Phone's Retard Night, tomorrow, Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, before Zolar.
I got your dirty laundry over here.
Dude, who is it?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
on my face.
I want to have you what I'm saying. Yeah,
I don't want nobody else in my house. I fucked up on one person out here, and that fucked up for the rest.
Can you stay in your car?
You like listening to me on the phone?
Yeah.
Calling me from block number.
That ain't no little block number.
What you need to do is hang up.
Look, hey, I heard your whole conversation. Don't make me call the police.
What
kind of
police
is this? Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, it's not you.
I'm fine. Where do I live at?
I'm going to blackmail you.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Oh, God, turn your ass motherfucker. Where you from now?
Jive turkey, you bitch.
You didn't hear, boy.
You jive turkey motherfucker.
Who is this, Kazan? What's your name?
Man, you just show me a place where I'm about to go whoop some motherfucker's ass because I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
How much you going to charge you guys? Pick somebody up over here to attack the taxi cab.
Man, this ain't no motherfucking taxi cab. I'm trying to fucking pick somebody up. I'm whooping goddamn ass.
I kicked your ass, you son of a bitch. You and your goddamn mother.
What?
Your mother.
You motherfucking nigger. How you like that, you piece of shit?
I know the fucking nigger, you son of a bitch.
You nigger motherfucker.
Higher nigger, man.
What? Man, I'm a motherfucking fish of private goddamn phone. This is a white man that don't want to hear from no goddamn niggers calling me in the fucking middle of the night.
Listen, boy.
I'll show you a boy with a 12-gauge shotgun, motherfucker.
Listen, Cracker. Listen here, Cracker.
I'll show you some fucking three-letter, motherfucker.
I'll see you here. Are you Michael Frazier?
Man, this ain't Michael Frazier, man. This is right from the white man.
Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life is mine.
And which hotel was that?
Look, let me just ask you real quick. First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
You fuck you, you stupid bitch.
Please enter your...
Mahalo.
Aloha.
Aloha. Hello. How you guys doing, man? I'm coming. I'm staying in Honolulu. I'm from out of town, from the United States. You know what I'm saying?
Hello?
And I like chicken. You on Tahiti Street?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Can you bring me some chicken?
Oh, I cannot bring you a chicken. We don't have a delivery.
What the fuck? A to the K, yo. A to the KFC.
I know, but we don't have a delivery.
Can you dip a wing in your pocket and run it up to me?
Yeah, but I'm only one over here. I cannot drop a chicken on you.
We would give you a couple hundred dollars, though.
Even though, guys.
Wow. Are you ready?
I wish I was the governor.
Just pretend I'm shitting on you, okay? No problem. Okay, I'm gonna go. I gotta go.
Please do wash your hands.
Some kind of license you have where you
have to do this stuff. So this is a very interesting radio you have. Yeah. Very interesting radio thing if you have that, you know, it just shows me that you have, like, nothing going.
No, I got plenty. This is what we do, man. I do this all the time. I get lots of
this is what you do, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Talk stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, huh? People actually listen to this shit.
Everybody loves this shit, man.
No, not everybody, because anybody with a half a brain that I know don't listen.
Well, anybody with half a brain would listen to this show instead of eating your shitty-ass pizza.
How old are you?
13.
Yeah, fucking right. You sound like you're fucking 18 or 19.
I'm 13, I said.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I was born 13 years ago last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm hanging up, and you better not call.
Okay, do you have stripes in your underwear?
Do I have what?
Stripes in your underwear.
You are a sick fuck.
Come on, let me talk to your sister, man. Be a pal.
No!
Have you ever seen your sister naked?
No!
You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
Well, I think you should fucking hang up or I'm going to find out who you are and punch your fucking face in. How's that?
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.